Chadron Motor Company on West Highway 20 in Chadron is your home for GMC, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Bobcat, Polaris, and Coyote. They're the small-town dealer with big city selection, and they proudly support our area student-athletes on and off the field. Check out their inventory online at ChadronMotors.com. Chadron Motor Company, West Highway 20 in Chadron. Call 308-432-9004. Lock in your radio dial. It's time for Chadron Cardinal Sports.
The following is a presentation of Shadrag Communication Sports. This is the Shadrag Community Hospital pregame show. Exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare, that's Shadrag Community Hospital.
Well, and good evening, and welcome to Cardinal Field. It is a homecoming Friday night, a Friday night the 13th, here on 610 AM KCSR. I'm Chase Thompson, hanging out with you in the KCSR Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth for the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show. Chadron Community Hospital exceeding the standard excellence in healthcare. We got a fun one here tonight between the Chadron Cardinals, 2-0 on the season. They defeated Broken Bow 28-8 to open up their season last week on the road in Valentine. Beat the Badgers 43-6. They're going up against this 1-1 Mitchell Tiger team. Now, I'll admit they lost a lot. They lost their best player that did not graduate due to transferring to the Scottsbluff Bearcats. They defeated Wheatland, Wyoming in week one. Then last week at home, they went up against the Gearing Bulldogs, the resurgent Gearing Bulldogs led by former Chadron State Eagle Danny O'Boyle. The Bulldogs of Gearing are now 2-0 on the season. We're live here on the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show at Cardinal Field. Chase Thompson here with you again. You set for Chadron versus Mitchell. We'll go ahead and take our first break. Come back. You're tuning in to the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show on 610 AM KCSR.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Chadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
My name is Alpine Hickstein, and I'm the newest member of the Wahlstrom Ford team. We currently have a handful of Super Duties in stock, and guess what? They have $2,000 retail customer cash back until the end of September. Come out to Wahlstrom Ford, the value store, to see our lineup and meet me, Alpine Hickstein.
We're the value store at Wahlstrom Ford.
Under the lights on a fall Friday night or in the pew at church on Sunday morning, we are where you are. We are the Chadron Federal Credit Union. We pride ourselves on being members of the communities we serve. From right here in Dawes County to Sheridan and Sioux counties, we offer financial tools that cater to any lifestyle or members of any age. Chadron Federal Credit Union. Find us at 126 East 3rd in Chadron or online at chadronfcu.org. Discover a place that greets you like home and where members mean more than money.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them. Braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
We're back here on the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show. Chase Thompson getting you set for the Chadron Cardinals and Mitchell Tigers. I'll have Bruce Parrish here with me here in a moment here on the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show. If we want to talk about Chadron, we could just talk about Quinn Bailey for a little bit. This dude's an absolute beast. He had the second 300-plus yard game ever in school history last week when they were in Valentine taking on the Badgers. He ended up with like 304 yards on the day. has a pretty good solid team. He has Tobin Landon as his starting quarterback as I bring in Bruce Parrish here to the pregame show. Bruce, you've seen this team a little bit. You grew up watching these players. What's impressed you the most so far with the Shattern team?
Just the unity and the mission that they're on. You usually kind of get the feel with your offensive lineman and with that experienced offensive lineman and Quinn Bailey, you just kind of get the sense that they're on a mission. They've especially tonight, they've never beat Mitchell.
No, well, they have, but not in recent memory.
This group has never beat Mitchell, and this is going to be a game that they really want to win, and Mitchell is not as strong as they had been in the past, although they're a formidable opponent, and so this is going to be a great game tonight.
You talked about that Shattern's never beat Mitchell. Well, Quinn Bailey was a freshman last time they beat him. The last 2 years, it's been all Mitchell. Last year, 42-14, the Tigers over the Cardinals in Mitchell. And the year before was somewhat of a game, 28-14. But Mitchell has lost a lot. They graduated a ton from last year, then also lost their best returning player to the Scottsbluff Bearcats over the offseason due to transfer. We'll go ahead and take our second break. You're tuning in to the Shattern Community Hospital pregame show on 610 AM KCSR.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shattern Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Do you feel it? Those cool nights and earlier sunsets. It's dark in the morning when you get up. Fall is in the air, but there's still time to get ready for that long, cold winter that's just around the corner, and Arrow Building Center is ready to help. Arrow has lots of lumber and 2x4s, plywoods, and everything in between. There's insulation and all the other supplies you might need to help keep old man winter outside. So while it's still summer, take advantage of those waning summer days to get ready for the inevitable that's called winter. Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20, Shattern.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Shattern, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're gonna need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
Hello, welcome back to the Shattern Community Hospital pregame show. Chase Thompson here with you, Bruce Parrish, as well. We are getting set for kickoff here in about 20 minutes here from Cardinal Field. A quick check of the forecast tonight. Well, Friday the 13th, you talk about the scaries. This is not scary weather tonight. 76 degrees and clear. The smoke has cleared out from the area. I don't see a cloud in the sky. I even see a little sliver of the moon to our southeast. A perfect night in store on a perfect Friday, the second Friday of September. The field looks pristine. We did have a little bit of standing water at the north side of the field, right about the 30-yard line. They were taking care of that pregame. But the field looks pristine. The teams look pristine. I think we're in for a fun Friday night.
That's a good word right there, pristine. You throw that word out there like that, it better be nice. And it's a beautiful night for football. And this old rivalry between Shattern and Mitchell is it's what Friday high school football is all about. For generations, this has been played. And the last two or three years, Mitchell's had their way with the Cardinals, and see if we can get the script flipped tonight.
Yeah, at least Shattern hasn't been shut out the past 2 years. They have put up 14 points. Now, Shattern's lacking a reliable extra point kicker going into this season. They do got a freshman who will come out and kick from time to time if they need him to. Mitchell, I think they will kick the extra point tonight, so that'll be really the first time this season we've seen field goal kicking. They're about to do the coin toss here in front of us at the near side 50-yard line. These two teams, though, I don't think we're going to see many passes tonight, to be honest. Mitchell's only thrown the ball a few times this season. Shattern, it's been hit or miss. They've averaged 10 throws per game with Tobin Landon out at quarterback. We've yet to see Quinn Bailey make a pass attempt this season, even though last year he was second on the team in touchdown passes. Are we going to see that tonight? We'll see.
I think Gary putting up 40 points on Mitchell last night. Gary's a pass-oriented offense, and I'm sure that the film they were watching, there are some offensive coaches who are saying, we can throw it as well as Gehring, and the secondary of Mitchell might be a little suspect, and so we might see, at least 50-50. I know the last 3 years, Quinn's got his yards against Mitchell.
Yeah.
But it's mostly been on big plays because Mitchell has kept the ball away from the Cardinal offense so much that time of possession was just 3-1 to Mitchell the last years. And so that's going to be key, is to get three and outs on the Mitchell offense to get the ball back for the Shattern offense.
Well, if you want to know how I think this game's going to go, look at how last week these two teams went about things. Mitchell, 369 yards on the ground versus Gehring. Shattern, 349, I believe it was. So that's over 700 yards on the ground by these two teams combined in their games last week. Again, Mitchell falling to Gehring, Shattern trouncing Valentine once again, giving up their first points to Valentine in 2 years, actually, on a late touchdown in that game. Shattern still finished the game with a running clock. We'll go ahead and take a break. Next up is my interview with head coach Michael Sandstrom. You're turning in to Shattern High School football here on KCSR.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shattern Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Every bank has any number of good service offerings, but it's the staff at Security First Bank that really puts them on a cutting edge above the rest. Whether it's searching for a loan or making a deposit, the staff at Security First knows you and are equally invested in your financial stability. Over the years, Security First has proven itself to be a true community bank with locations all along Highway 20. Security First strives to improve the lives of the families and businesses they serve with good, solid banking services. Online at securityfirstbank.com.
So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen, and now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Shattern, unless you like being stranded.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 385 and 20 in Shattern, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
We're back here on the Shattern Community Hospital pregame show. Chase Thompson here with you. Now I have the head coach of the Shattern Cardinals, Michael Sandstrom. Coach, you guys defeated Valentine 43-6 last week. Talk about last week's game and how it went.
I think that we have a lot that we showed. It's nice to come out with a win, especially a win where you have 300-plus yards rushing, hold the opponent to only 6 points, and yet still feel like you have to have a lot to improve on. So this week I think we just really got to build on what we've been doing and understand that despite the fact that it's nice to win and improve and all that, we got to keep getting better. So some of these teams coming down the road are going to be a much bigger challenge, and so we need to be more sound, especially with blocking. I know that we had several breakdowns on the offensive line and several on the perimeter that we need to just improve on.
So last week you guys started, the first two plays was a drop pass, bad snap, then a drop pass that ended up being an interception. The defense, I believe it was a 3-and-out right off the bat, which has been a kind of a trend throughout the year. The offense makes a mistake and the defense turns around and steps up. Talk about the poise that your team has after mistakes like that.
Well, I agree completely, and that was something that was really unfortunate, that bad snap and then the tip ball interception. But the defense just kind of calmly went out there and just took care of the business they needed to. So I was just proud of the guys. You know, it wasn't like we dipped our heads or we were too concerned about something. They just stepped up and fixed it, just like they did a couple times in the Broken Bow game and several other times throughout the year. So, yeah, it was a big moment for us to kind of resettle down and get everything on track.
So two games into the season, a win over Broken Bow, then Valentine. What's your assessment of the team so far?
Well, I think we're doing what we wanted to do. We've only given up a kickoff return and then one late touchdown against Valentine. So defensively, I think we're playing some good football. There can be some improvement that we need to do on that side of the ball as far as a few broken coverages that we had that teams could have taken advantage of. Also some with D-line play. So there's some improvement to be made, but I've been really overall impressed with the way we've played on that side of the ball. Offensively, I've wanted us to finish a little bit more. I think we're throwing the ball at times a little bit better than I thought we would, but we're also still having struggles in pass protection and catching the ball and an occasional errant throw, and so there's some improvement there. And then, you know, the running game's been obviously fairly successful, but there's still some improvement to be made. So overall, I think we're on track for what I kind of consider to be a pretty solid year, but we definitely need to play better, especially with some of the kind of the meat of our schedule coming up in the next couple of weeks.
So talk about the Mitchell Tigers. They're coming to town 1-1, defeated Wheatland, then lost to a surging Gearing team. Talk about what Mitchell's going to do.
Mitchell runs a condensed kind of single wing type of system on offense. It's very heavy run. Last year they had three really solid running back quarterback types in the backfield. They almost don't have a true quarterback at times. Sometimes they'll even line up offset, so either running back can get the ball. And so they're a very heavy run team that mixes it up between several players in the backfield, and they're very effective at the scheme that they have. And they're also very big up front. So there'll be a real challenge on stopping the run and then the occasional play action pass. On defense, they vary between a 4-4, 5-3 type of scheme. Sometimes they're a 5-2 with two high safeties. It'll just depend on the situation and what formation we're in. But we're, again, expecting kind of a large front with some of their bigger guys and then kind of heavier set linebackers and then some corners that are pretty athletic. So we expect them to be a pretty good challenge, because I'm sure they're going to try to come out and stop us from running the ball as much as we have in the past. And so we're going to have to either get creative and effective in the run game, but also be able to open it up and throw the ball well.
Well, Coach, thank you for the time and good luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
We'll be back here on the Shattern Community Hospital pregame show.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shattern Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active,
Please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Shadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Shadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Shadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Shadron Avenue in Shadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301. Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds. They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too. If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672. When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Shadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Shadron, or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements.
And welcome back to the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show. Chase Thompson, Bruce Parrish here with you. Let's go ahead and jump into the Shadron Lock Keys of the game. Your local dealer for lock, safe, security cameras, access control, keys, and more. Shadron Lock. Bruce, what do you think Shadron needs to do if they want to get the dub tonight?
Well, they got to get three and outs on Mitchell. They got to limit first down run because Their offensive defensive line has to at least neutralize Mitchell's line. They don't have to win, but they got to neutralize it, force Mitchell into third and fives, third and sixes, and get three and outs. Because in the past, Mitchell with their offense, Coach Cook Talbot plans on second and short, third and short, and you can never get off the field, and they just eat up the clock on offense. So we need to get them off the field on offense and get our offense set up. And it's just like every other game. You don't have to get too big a gap for Quinn Bailey and just turn him loose.
I saw him today, and I asked him over at, we're at the cross-country meet. I was covering that for Shadrad, and I asked him, like, do you think you got another couple 300-yard games in you? And he said, tonight. So I think it's going to be the Quinn Bailey show if they get it done tonight. Keeping that turnover margin even, they're minus one right now, and it was because of that fumble show that happened week one. Quinn Bailey is actually the one responsible for the negative turnover margin right now. Every time that Tobin Landon's thrown a pick, the defense has stepped right back up and responded. So I think keeping poised, their head coach Michael Sandstrom is one of the most poised guys I've ever met. You don't see him get too animated, and I think you see that rub off on his team and respond on defense to when bad moments happen, because they're going to happen. It's high school football. Can they respond when things go bad? Stay calm and stay in the moment. Shadron Cardinals have come on to the field. The teams are starting to lay up on their sidelines. We'll go ahead and take a break for the national anthem. You're tuning in to Shadron High School Football on KCSR.
Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Shadron Shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. Doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon, they have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488. Hauser's Grab and Go, located in Crawford on Highway 20, is a convenient stop for both locals and travelers alike. Their quick service and fresh offerings make it an ideal place to grab a quick bite on the go. Jason's staff is always nice, friendly, and they'll make your pit stop for gas a pleasant experience. Hauser's Grab and Go not only has a large selection of snacks and drinks, they also offer top shelf liquor to choose from and a great beer selection. Hauser's Grab and Go has something for everyone.
FNBO is the great big small bank, and for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank, FNBO. Independent and family owned for 6 generations and ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com, member FDIC.
And we are back on the Chatham Community Hospital pregame show. Chase Thompson, Bruce Parrish getting you set for the Chatham Cardinals and the Mitchell Tigers here on 610 AM KCSR. They're about to do the ceremonial coin toss. We do know the results of the coin toss here tonight. Chatham Cardinals won. They deferred. Mitchell get the ball going from north to south, which from our view is left to right. Chase Thompson, Bruce Parrish here with you on the Chatham Community Hospital pregame show getting you set for this one on a beautiful Friday night, good crowd on hand, especially here on the west side of the stadium. Oh, I'm ready for this one.
Yeah, this is going to be
Thank you, Veterans Honor Guard.
A test for both teams because, in the past, you know, the winner of this game was went on to get into those playoffs and have a decent seed. And
tonight's coin toss is sponsored by Platte Valley.
Loser usually has a more difficult road if they do make the playoffs. And so,
join us on the field.
C1 versus the C2. The pressure's on the C1 team to make sure they don't lose wildcard points for a loss to a lower division team. So, a lot at stake tonight.
Well, thankfully for Shattered, this game won't hurt them in terms of the point differential other than the division loss in terms of the points are rounded. This game benefits Mitchell with an added 2 points playing up a class. So, like when Shattern plays gearing here in about a month, they'll get an added 2 playing up a class. So, it's about getting it done. If Shattern wins, they're looking at a showdown next Friday night against Gothenburg, who could be 3-0 as well coming to town.
Yeah, that will be another. You know, this the way the schedule set up for Shattern is just kind of a stepping stone. Each game gets a little harder. Each game gets a little more high stakes. And it's going to be interesting to see how the Cardinals deal with
please
it.
Join us in a round of applause.
After week one, I looked at the schedule. I'm like, this is looking weak, but now seeing how Gearing's responded, seeing how Ogallala is 2-0 now, Sydney's good like they were last year. They're in a battle between undefeated teams tonight down Sydney taking on Holdridge. Schedule's looking brutal. You got to get the wins, especially early, and you also need a little bit of help from a team like Broken Bow, who struggled out of the gate.
Right, and that was the key moment of the season. You know, when we beat Broken Bow, that set up the season and kind of put Broken Bow in a defensive position where they're now fighting for their lives and trying to get their season back on track.
So while we're waiting for kickoff, let's go ahead and jump into the Country Kitchen starting lineups. Country Kitchen, a place like home on 10th Street in Chatham. We'll go first with the Mitchell offense since they'll have the ball first. They're going to come out with A.J. Garza out at quarterback, number 16, a senior. Out at tailback, Michael Placinko, a sophomore, number 4. Sam Bullen will be the wing. You heard Michael Sandstrom talking about how they're going to come out in a wing set throughout the night. He is number 6, a senior. Xavier Galloway, number 24. A junior, Jordan McCarthy, a sophomore tight end wearing number 8, Caden Hessler, number 44, the fullback tonight, Jackson Jenkins, number 50 on the offensive line, Michael Suttles, Wyatt Sire, Wyatt Blankenkamp, and Landon Murphy. That's the starting lineup for the Mitchell Tigers there. Head coach by Nick Cookshausen, assisted by Dylan Broussard, David Becker, Matt Baker, and Joe Yarny. Shattern will go ahead and talk about their starting lineups. It's going to be the same they've had the past 2 weeks. I'm going to pull up the email that I got from our friend Con Marshall just a few weeks ago, but I can tell you right now, in the backfield, it'll be Tobin Landon, the starting quarterback. Quentin Bailey as well, the starting running back. You'll see a lot of Caden Busker. Lane Davidson is not a starter, but he'll be back in the backfield a lot as well. I'm out at wide receivers, Brandon Bryson Wright. You'll also see Tobin Rust out there a lot. And on the offensive line, and this one I will have to pull up for the offensive line. On the offensive line for the Shattern Cardinals will be Bryson Bickle. At center, John Fintel, Owen West, Zane Cullors, Alex Fisher. On the offensive line there, head coach by Michael Sandstrom.
To the 40-yard line.
As it's we're getting set to go, they're about to bring out the game ball.
24 homecoming queen, Avril Sager, is delivering the game ball to the official.
The homecoming queen just took out the game ball. Avril Sager, a player on the Shattern Cardinals softball team. They've been struggling. Hey, we'll have Shattern Cardinals softball coming up on Tuesday at over on sister station 107.7 KBBY FM at shadrad.com. They'll take on the Alliance Bulldogs. Can Shattern get it done against Alliance? Lost in a best of in a five-set match back on Tuesday on KBBY in volleyball. Tuesday, they'll go up against them in softball, and they've trounced them so far this season. That concludes the Shattern Community Hospital pregame show, exceeding the standard excellence in healthcare. It's time for kickoff. Kickoff is sponsored by State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor. Tracy Strothide and State Farm is there for you. Thank you for tuning into the broadcast of Shattern Cardinal Football on 6 a.m. KCSR, Shattern, Nebraska, at shadrad.com. We are underway. Mitchell got the kick. Returning, running to the 30 and getting tackled down at the 32-yard line is the returner.
Great coverage by David Jenkins, breaking down and making a hit. You know, you always, you know, we that Shattern kickoff team is sometimes a little shaky, but that right there, David Jenkins broke down and fought off a blocker and made a good tackle on a special teams play.
The first quarter this year is sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted for you and rooting for you. Mitchell will have the ball going left to right on your radio dial. Wearing white tops, chrome orange helmets with orange pants, and a step to the running back on the first play, running it up the middle and getting 4 or 5 yards.
Yeah, nice push by the offensive line again. That's that's
on the carry.
You know Mitchell's bringing it like that because that's exactly what they want to do on first down. That's the thing that Shattern has to stop.
Ended up being
Buskirk and Cullors, you know, didn't make contact till after he had 5 yards.
Ended up being a 5 yard carry, so it is 2nd and 5 for the Tigers. Are going to come out in a wing formation, left side, heavy left. It's a snap to the quarterback. He pitches out to the far side, getting across the first down. He slipped right at the marker. That is starting running back Michael Placinko. He is close, and he got it easily by a yard. So that's a 6 yard carry, 1st and 10 Tigers.
Nice play out there by Braden Wright. He barely got the corner turned and knocked him out of bounds. But there again, this is Mitchell football, you know, two plays and a first down. And first downs are the most important down. They have to get stops on first down.
That's the first time Shattern's allowed a first down on the first defensive possession all season. So back at quarterback is Adrian Garza. He gets snapped, runs to their left sides, jumped through one guy, but got 2, maybe 3 yards.
Nice play right there. Linebacker coming in right there. Buskirk. Now you have kept it behind the chains. Second and 7. So we're in good shape. This is another key, a chance to get him off the field here with another play on second down.
So it'll be 2nd and 8 for the Tigers. They're going to go under center. Garza is in the backfield. He gets snapped. It's a handoff to the left side, running up the middle, breaking across the 45 to the 43-yard line, 44.
Yeah, 10-yard pickup on the play right there. And again, they're attacking Shattern's right side, running to their left. And right now they're looking just like Mitchell does. Nothing flashy, nothing crazy. They just beat you up front and get 5 or 6 yards of carry.
Nothing flashy, nothing crazy. It's all eye candy to start going reverse looks every single time on this first possession. So it'll be a 1st and 10 Tigers from the Cardinal 43. It's snapped straight to the running back and getting across the line. It's Jordan McCarthy. He gets a yard, maybe
yep.
two.
Another
but
nice
a flag.
Play right there, knifing in. Zane Cullors knifing in right there. Good play.
Pulled in against Mitchell.
That's something that Mitchell rarely does, is hurt themselves. That penalty right there could be a drive killer with their offense. And that's a big break for the Cardinals to get that 15-yard penalty. And now we'll see if that penalty helps them get Mitchell's offense off the field.
It'll be a 10-yard penalty, so make it first and 20. And I got to brag about these officials tonight. A few of them I know personally. Actually, one of them is my brother's neighbor, Michael Chris Seabaum and Troy Unzik are both from Alliance. I've known them for quite some time. It's a snap to Mitchell. They come near side off the handoff on.
Great fight outside.
Bailey.
Good defense by the
Cardinals. Ripping down the blocker and getting the stop.
From the inside, strung it out. Great play right there. Bickle, Fintel.
Asensio on the carry.
Just great job pursuit by the Cardinals. Now they got second and long. This is where Mitchell really struggles because they don't really have the kind of offense that is suited for second and long. Most offenses aren't, but certainly not Mitchell. So if the Cardinals don't give up a big play right here, they'll should be able to stop them on this drive.
They're 6 for 16 passing, 46 combined yards of the season. Snap at a reverse left side. Getting swallowed
Again,
up by the
great
scrimmage.
Defense
That's
by
bowling.
The Cardinals. Nice job right there.
Bowling on the carry. Cullors with the stop.
Zane Cullors again stayed home on the reverse. Filled his hole. Made a solo tackle right there. Now you got the big down right here. You get Mitchell off the field right here.
It'll be 3rd and 17 for the Tigers. Cardinals are, by the way, are wearing their home jerseys, black pants. Black tops with red shoulders, white helmet with the Cardinal on the side.
Mitchell was capable of throwing the ball when Cale Peters was the quarterback, but he graduated, so I think we're going to see Aguayo's first pass right here.
Scars out of the shotgun, he runs left. He's in trouble.
He's
the Cardinal defense looking for their second sack of the season. Garza slips out of one. He gets across the 50-yard line. He gets tattooed at the 49-yard line of the Cardinals.
Great job by Garza right there. Slipping a couple tackles, but eventually you're going to
run into Caden Busker.
Quinn Bailey and Caden Busker.
And Fintel with the stop.
55, Fintel. Great job. Right there, the penalty costs Mitchell a drive right there. And so here we go, and Cardinals will get the ball.
Be 4th and 13. Mitchell will punt and get going left to right. Shattering force stop after allowing their first quarter, first down this season. And it's a good punt to the near sideline. The punt returner is going to wave it off. And only gets about maybe 15 yards. They're going to mark it at the 31.
Yeah,
so
they didn't want anybody to return it for the Cardinals. So nice job by the Cardinal defense. Doesn't matter how it happens, but you get Mitchell. You know, Mitchell scored every time they had the ball first half last year, and we couldn't get him off the field. So, great start right here. The other thing that happens is if you score first, it puts the pressure on Mitchell. You need to play with the lead against Mitchell to beat him, and let's take this ball down and score.
Shattern's going to go heavy set right. Bailey, near side motion. It's a handoff to him. He runs to the right side, jumps up field, gets across the 30 to the 32, maybe 33. It'll be, beg your pardon, that's 37.
So, you know, it doesn't look like he picked up much, but he picks up 4 yards.
Bailey on the carry.
Yeah, he got to the 39-yard line.
Stop. Stay on schedule.
By the way, that punt only netted 13 yards. So gave Shattern good field position as Tobin Landon, the starting quarterback, gets the play call. Eventually out of that heavy set on one side, they're going to run something different. So he's going to go in the pistol look with Bailey behind him. Busker behind the right tackle. He brings a man in motion. It's a handoff to Bailey up the middle. A dive play across the 40 to the 42-yard line.
Right, the other thing that Mitchell does and presents problems is they play that five-man front. And a lot of teams don't play that five-man front. And their job is to keep the Shattern linemen from getting up to their linebackers. And so you don't see very many five-man fronts. So the Shattern offensive line, you know, they got to step up. Fisher, Fintel, Wes, Bickle, it's their night to win a game for Shattern.
So the Cardinals are going to come out with two wide receivers on your side, one far side, Buskirk behind the left tackle. Man in motion, that's Bailey. It's a handoff to, looks like Buskirk, who runs across the 45 to the 48-yard line. It'll be a first down for the Cardinals.
Great job, Davidson. Great call. Your eyes go on Quinn in motion. You stick it in the belly of Buskirk, and he's a tough runner.
Landon will come to the sidelines. We're going to go Wildcat for the Cardinals. Quinn Bailey will act as the quarterback in this situation. He's yet to throw a pass this season. He did have a couple of touchdown throws last season. We have 5:33 to go in this first quarter. The first quarter is sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooting for you and rooting for you. Yeah. Quick first quarter.
Got to make sure you get your commercials in when these two teams.
Bailey gets the snap, runs left, gets across the 50, gets leveled down to the 49-yard line. It's a four-yard carry for Bailey.
Still running hard, still Bailey getting up to carry. That linebacker position. They have a couple good linebackers right there stacked up. You know, one thing that Mitchell never lacks for is size. You know, they always have some really good kids. They have a great weight program. You know, you got Coach Yanni over there who's as old as dirt. He's been in Mitchell forever, and he does a great job motivating his kids and getting them into weight room. And the Mitchell program is definitely one of the better programs in the Panhandle.
Bailey will stay in at quarterback. He's by himself in the backfield, brings a man in motion. That's Davidson. It's zone read. Bailey keeps it, runs left side, gets to the near side, 40, to the 30, to the 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Nope, they're going to rule him out at the 15.
Stepped out at the 15, 48-yard, ran from the 48-yard line, so that's 35-yard run right there. Breaking through that initial crack created by those big, those senior offensive linemen. That's what it's going to take tonight. Quinn has a history of making big plays against Mitchell.
He slipped off one tackler, and he was by himself. Got tripped up and had to step out of bounds at the 15 as Tobin Landon comes back in at quarterback. Two wide receivers, far side Bailey, in motion from the near side. It's low snap. It's on the ground. It looks like Tobin Landon jumps back on top. Yeah.
Handoff was a little low. The mesh was a little low right there. And
the snap was a little low as well.
Everything was little low right there. Ball ends up on the turf. Tobin Landon shows his athletic ability and gets on it.
There's a flag down. I thought I heard a flag from the PA.
There's no flag.
I thought I heard the PA say there was one.
Well, there's no flag, Chase.
Yeah.
Well, we're all right.
Yep.
All right, so now it's the pressure's a little bit on Tobin Landon right here to make a play.
Second and 15.
He's going to have to make a play in his drive.
Trips bunch right side. He brings a man in motion. It's a dive play to Bailey, who gets wrapped up at the ankles after a half a yard.
Yep, no push by the offensive line right
Bailey
there.
Carry. Got by Pitts.
Fifth got a nice little penetration right there and hit Quinn before he could get going, before he could hit the crease.
It'll be third and 13, Shattering.
Third and 14.
It's not a team that will kick the ball, so it's more
two downs.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
Two down territory.
You don't need all 14 yards right here. You need probably 10 right now to feel comfortable. So we'll see if they throw it for the first time in this game. Busker's going to be in the shotgun with Landon. They throw out of this formation a lot. Landon gets snapped, looks right, throws it off the hand of Quinn Bailey. So it'll be a fourth and 14.
And his
held on to it as long as he could because he did have a pretty good rush right there. And it was just one step, a little high. And so now we'll see what they come up with on fourth down. And again, you put a lot of pressure on your sophomore quarterback right here. So
he's looked good so far this season, but he's been turnover prone. We'll see what he does there. He's in the shotgun with Buskirk to his left. He gets snapped, straight drop, looks to the right side, throws it to the back corner. It's Bailey who pulls it in for the Shattern Cardinal touchdown.
The spin and that tight spiral was the thing of beauty. And that wheel route where you have your inside receiver go to the sideline and up, and perfect throw by Tobin. A lot of people who know football would watch that throw and say that's a pretty good high school quarterback right there with that spin on that spiral on that football.
19-yard touchdown. Landon to Bailey. They're going to come out for the two-point conversion. Landon in the shotgun. It's a handoff to Bailey. Right side, he jumps upfield.
Yep, that was a good play.
Into the end zone. Two-point conversion. It's good, and the Cardinals lead 8-0.
Yep, got the crease over there by the right side, Fisher and Bickle, and got the cutback lane and put it in. And so you couldn't ask for a better first quarter, because when Mitchell and Shadron play, you only get the ball maybe one or two times a quarter. And
because of that, we got to go ahead and take a break for a message from our first quarter sponsor, Nebraska Bank. You're tuning in to Shattered Cardinal Football on KCSR.
Shoot, they don't take cash at the gate.
It's all good. We can use my new Nebraska Bank student checking debit card.
Nebraska Bank student checking?
Yeah, it's a free checking account for young adults. And get this, I'll earn a $50 bonus after I use my card 12 times in the first 90 days.
$50? Just for using your card?
Yeah, you should get one too. Then you won't have to carry cash all the time. Nebraska Bank is in Shadron, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Hemingford. You can also visit ne.bank.
Qualifications and restrictions apply. See institution for details. Member FDIC.
A 19-yard pass from Tobin Landon to Quinn Bailey makes the score 8-0 as Shadron kicks it off to Mitchell. Mitchell has a gap. Lane Davidson able to stop. Well, it was looking like it would be a good return.
Yep. Another good special team play by number 8, Davison, right there, taking on a blocker. Tackled him high, bent him shoulder pad to shoulder pad, and got the tackle. So
James Billingsley with the return, and Quinn Bailey's actually on the near sideline. Looks like he's getting his shoe worked on right now. Let's hope that's it right now for Quinn Bailey. He's not going to be out there to start this possession. Out of corner, replacing him is number 26, Talon Jelinek.
Yeah, Talon Jelinek's a good player, though, so we'll get. But here it is. You don't know where the ball is going. It's a snap
up the middle.
Yeah, Rambo up the middle right there.
8 yards from the ball carrier, Bill McCarthy.
There's no more simple football play than that. You snap it, and everybody just goes forward, and they push you all the way for 8 yards. And that's the Mitchell playbook is not very deep.
It's not very deep, but it's extremely convincing. Very hard for me to see who has the ball.
Well, that's – and just imagine if you were playing defense. You're just tackling anything with an orange on it. Anything orange, you're tackling.
Slow snap to the back man. That is
nice tackle on second down right there. No push by that offensive line. Nice little blitz right there. The shoe work must have worked good for Quinn, because he shot through there and got the first hit on that guy. And now, you got third and one with a team that averages like 8 yards out of play. See if you can all of a sudden make a big play right here.
Mitchell's already at 7 different ball carriers tonight. It's going to be a third and short, maybe about 3 feet. It's a snap to Garza. He gets across the first down marker for the first.
Yep, but it's, first, again, first it was a hard. It was hard. It was a tough yard. Great play by Tobin Meyer, too, there, coming in and breaking it up. So now you need the last two plays on first down. First down's always the key.
We got 90 seconds to go in this first quarter. Studio 308, Dean Nitch in Studio 308, specialized in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. Shadron Chiropractic, you've only got one spine. Take care of it with supportive chiropractic care at Shadron Chiropractic in downtown Shadron. 8-0 Cardinals, 69 seconds to go in this first quarter. Garza gets the snap. He runs left side. It's a throw. Shadron's holding back on defense. A sack's coming. Now he gets out of one. Gets wrapped up in the backfield. It's 5 yard loss, but
nice job with the rush, the initial rush right there. Mickle forced him out of the pocket, and Mitchell might have outsmarted himself right there, throwing up first down. So now they're behind the chains. Shadron again now has a little bit of advantage. Where we got another penalty.
It'll be a holding call. Shadron accepts it. It'll negate the second sack of the season for the Cardinals. If they decline it, that's only their second sack. It looks like Mitchell's backing up, like they're going to take it.
You need to take it.
Well, it'd be a second and 15 if they decline it. They're going to march them back. That looks more than 10.
It's a 15-er.
Yeah, that's a hands to the face call.
15 yards in holding in high school. So anyway, you have a penalty from the point of infraction. And again, Shattered defense doesn't matter. Use it to your advantage. You get Mitchell off the field.
Garza's in the shotgun. He runs left. He's getting surrounded. He gets sacked by the Cardinals.
Great rush right there.
A loss of seven. The second sack of the season for the Cardinals. And
5-5 on the great play right there.
That is John Fintel. I've known him since he was a little kid, actually.
Well, Fintel's big boy right there. Fintel, big boy right there, got the sack. And actually, Garza's running for his life when he's back there because Shatter's coming hard, and they're getting off those big linemen. Those linemen are built for run blocking, not pass blocking.
Garza dropped straight back at the screen pass right side. Shatter wasn't quite ready for it. Ball's on the ground.
Yep.
I don't know who has it yet.
Yeah, they got it. We're going to take it.
It's going to be the Cardinals, Trying to see who that is.
Pass complete.
Guess who it is? He just made the sack last play, and he has the ball
Fintel,
now.
Yep. That's an early vote for player of the game right there.
Oh, 100%. 8-0 after the first quarter. Shattered Cardinals lead the Mitchell Tigers. That'll conclude the Nebraska Bank first quarter. Nebraska Bank rooting with you and rooting for you. We'll go ahead and take a break. Second quarter up next here on 6 a.m. KCSR.
FNBO is the great big small bank. And for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank, FNBO, independent and family owned for 6 generations and ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com, member FDIC.
Looking for the perfect spot to unwind? Hilltop Lanes in Chadron has it all. Top-notch bowling, delicious food, and a great atmosphere. Whether you're in the mood for a juicy cheeseburger with a cold drink or ready to dive into some fun, Hilltop Lanes has you covered. From bowling and pool to skill games, there's something for everyone. Don't forget to hit up the jukebox and get your favorite tunes playing. Hilltop Lanes, where you can spare some time for strikes and smiles. Find them at 950 West 10th Street in Chadron. And hey, if your game's not perfect, remember, split happens.
Shattered Cardinals lead 8-0. Second start of the second quarter beginning. They have the ball at the Mitchell Tiger 32-3 yard line. As Quinn Bailey gets the handoff, and he slips to the ground.
Yep.
At the 26 yard line.
He was one cut away from taking it to the house right there. But again, that's a great carry, great seal over there on the right hand side of the line. Shadron can put some tremendous pressure on Mitchell right here. The two touchdown lead against Mitchell is a huge, huge thing with their offense.
The second quarter is sponsored by Farm Bureau and Agent Brian Lindegar. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau and Agent Brian Lindegar. Landon gets the shotgun pistol snap. He hands it off to Bailey. Cuts near side into a crowd of Tigers. He bounces through a couple of them. Gets the first down.
Again, those are the kind of runs that really show you what Quinn Bailey is, because that was like 8 runs, but he got 5 of it by himself, and the last 3 was on running through people. And so a nice little 8-yard run, but it was a special kind of run that only a few elite running backs can do.
Officially 10 yards on the carry. First and 10 from the Mitchell 17. Landon in the pistol with Bailey behind him. Low snap. Bailey gets it, runs right side. They're testing that right side as much as they can. Bailey rolls to the 6-yard line before he steps out of bounds. Actually right at the 7, another 10-yard carry for Bailey. And the Cardinals will have first and goal.
Yeah, they're wiping out the right side of Mitchell's Tiger. They're getting that in caved in and getting the corner pretty easy. The wide receivers, Brandon Wright doing a great job caving it in and clicking on all cylinders right now.
So it'll be first and goal. Cardinals from the Tiger 7-yard line. It'll be one wide receiver each side. Landon in the pistol with Bailey behind them. Kane Busker along with Brain Wright on the left side behind the left tackle. It's a handoff to Bailey. Runs to the right side looking for Pater. He gets in the end zone for a touchdown, Cardinals.
He should have been stopped at the initial attack spot, but he bounced it back outside like a Quinn Bailey does, and kind of made a tough run look easy.
89 yards for Bailey already in this first half of the Cardinals' lead. 14-0, a 7-yard carry to the end zone. 10:49 to go in this first half. Cardinals looking sporty. So the pistol look in the two-point conversion. Let's see if they run. Do you think they run the ball the right side? Yeah, that's what they're going to do. Bailey's going to just halfback dive it into the end zone.
Yep.
Two-point conversion
dive
is good.
In.
Two-point conversion is good, and the Shattern Cardinals lead 16-0 with 10:49 to go in the first half.
Great job by the right side of that offensive line right there. Alex Fisher, you know, kind of a, you don't say his name much, but he's worked hard to get his offensive tackle position, and he's kind of dominating that big boy cross runner right now.
We'll go ahead and take a break for a message from our second quarter sponsor, Farm Bureau Insurance, Brian Liniger, here on 610 AM KCSR.
Home, car, boat, motorcycle, whatever you need to protect, you can save money and time by bundling your insurance coverage into a single package policy. Add life insurance and save even more. Start by talking to your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent, Brian Liniger, in Shadron. Then, rest easy, knowing you're getting the right coverage at the right price. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Call Littrell Construction of Shadron for trenching, boring, dozer, backhoe, and more. Littrell Construction Shadron. This is AM 610 KCSR Shadron, Nebraska.
JT Obando with the kickoff to the Mitchell Tigers. They got the ball down to the 23-yard line. It'll be first and 10 Tigers.
Yeah, now you got another. You've had some pretty good special teams play. That was the lean kid in there, fought off a blocker and got a good hit. And so far it's a happy, happy homecoming for the Cardinals, because now with a 16-point lead, you know, Mitchell's going to have to eat up a lot of clock to score. First downs, takes a lot of first downs to beat you now. So
Garza gets the snap. It's a reverse to the right side. Shattered Cardinals.
Nice
Quinn
hit.
Bailey first in on the hit with the carry is Samuel Bolin. But Quinn Bailey finished him off.
Yeah,
they lost of about two or three. We'll see where they officially mark him. I'm seeing 21-yard line with a naked eye.
Yeah, they were sitting right there. Quinn just sitting there waiting for him. And being the wrestler he is, had the quick takedown with a little pain involved. So
his knees were almost on the ground when he connected with them.
Yeah.
So it'll be 2nd and 14, Tigers 10-12 to go in this first half.
Yeah, Mitchell doesn't have to abandon their game plan yet, but the more you beat them up at that line of scrimmage, the more they'll have to start to slowly abandon their game plan. Right there's a nice little 3-yard pickup. You'll give them 3-yard pickups the rest of the night.
This Garza with the carry, tackled by Talon Jelinek. It'll be 3rd and 10 upcoming for the Tigers. Thrivent Financial, expert financial advice that starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Rust in Shatter at 308-430-0760. Fire Nice Mechanical, your Green Pro partner in Shattern, making your home or business feel like the perfect season. All season, call the guys in the know about a Ream unit today at 308-432-6722. So it'll be Garza in the shotgun, a 3rd and 10. He rolls right, looks to pass, and it was knocked down at the line of scrimmage.
Yep, big hands up there.
Bolin's pass, handed down by Jelnick.
Talon Jelnick again, one of the more talented juniors, very athletic kid. And again, now Mitchell, you're forcing Mitchell to punt, and you really are looking at
this is looking a lot
crushing
like
Mitchell right here.
This is looking a lot like 2021 when Shattern beat Mitchell 44-8.
Yeah, that was a doing that game was interesting, because you knew, because Mitchell was playing a lot of freshmen, sophomores, and you knew when those kids were playing that they were eventually going to get the corner turn.
At their own 44-yard line.
So it'll be
The page has turned now because Shatter is definitely the better team tonight so far.
So it'll be a 27-yard net punt. Cardinals will have the ball first and 10 at their own 44-yard line. Up 16-0, 9:06 to go in this first half. Scooter's Coffee, grab the apple smoothie, caramel apple smoothie at Scooter's Coffee. Crisp, green apple, perfectly balanced with smooth and decadent caramel. Make for the perfect smoothie. Add energy or protein to powder through the rest of your day. Landon gets shotgun, hands it off to Bailey, who gets 2 yards, maybe three.
Again, there you go. You get that. It looks like two, maybe three, and then all of a sudden it's four.
Yeah.
So
Bailey with the carry.
I think the Cardinals are giving green apple smoothies to Mitchell right now.
American Legion, the Postal American Legion, including the Legion Auxiliary and the Sons of the American Legion, are proud supporters of the Shattering Cardinals. Joe Peters Roofing. If you're thinking about any kind of roof repair, there really isn't any other name that comes to mind other than Joe Peters Roofing. Snap to the land, out of the pistol. It's a Bailey dive up the middle, jumps through one tackle, gets down to the 50-yard line, a 3-yard carry, so it'll be 3rd and 5.
Bailey with the carry.
Probably, closer to 4.
Jenkins was the first man there.
So
Murphy cleaned it up.
And before I get to this last sponsor for the first time, I'm going to get through this. I want to congratulate the owner of this sponsor for getting married this past weekend, T-Salon and Boutique. Book your next hair appointment with T-Salon online or call 430-3686 and stop in to check out the latest in fashion. And congratulations to Tegan Westmeyer, now Dunbar, on her marriage to Dan Dunbar this past weekend. As Landon hands it off to Bailey, right side, jumps upfield, gets to the corner. Quinn Bailey. Down to the 20, gets swallowed up, 15-yard line.
All right, just so people know, that there's maybe 5 running backs in the whole state of Nebraska that can make that run. But those 2 cuts, using his eyes and his feet, making those cuts, it's a pleasure to watch Quinn Bailey play football.
125 yards so far tonight for Bailey. It's going to be a 1st and 10 Cardinals from the Mitchell 20. I watched Breckenschluter play a lot the past 4 years down in the EMF. He had over 5,000 rushing yards. Quinn Bailey is also another treasure to be able to watch. So he gets the dive up the middle out of the
nice
pistol.
Nice play right there by that Bailey Mitchell lineman. He did a head spin around the center Bickle and got jumped on Quinn. So that's about the only way you can stop Quinn is jump on his back.
Nickel dime 5-yard carry for Bailey.
Yep.
Just short of 5. I'll give him 5, so it'll be 2nd and a short 6, long 5. Landon will come out in the pistol as a heavy set right side with Busker. And one of the right twins, it's a snap to Landon. It's a pitch to Bailey,
patience,
near side.
Patience,
gets to the corner, gets
that.
Down to the 5, maybe 4-yard line.
Bailey on the carry.
See where they mark him.
And, you know, you're kind of – sometimes when you do this the last 3 years, you feel like you're doing a documentary on Quinn Bailey.
It feels like I've been doing one the past 3 weeks.
Because right there he was just being patient and letting his blockers get in their block before he exploded upfield. I mean, these are things that are coaches' dreams.
Last week he had the 2nd 300-yard rushing game in school history. He has both of them. He's already halfway there. Well, nearly halfway with 142 yards in this first half.
Yeah.
Needs 4 more to get back to Pater. He's going to be near side, landing in shotgun. Busker, heavy set left behind left tackle. Bailey comes in motion. It's a dive to Bailey, left side, bounces off one guy. Gets toward the end zone. Touchdown, Cardinals!
Hit in the hole right there, and he said, thank you very much. I'll just bounce off and go on in.
A 4-yard touchdown run for Quinn Bailey, and the Cardinals are rolling 22-0. 6:40 to go in this first half.
Yeah.
First half. Second quarter, bigger part, is sponsored by Farm Bureau agent Brian Liniger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau agent Brian Liniger.
22 points against Mitchell is like 40 points against other teams because want to control the clock and everything.
And Busker gets the dive out of the I formation. ISO, fullback ISO, and he gets in.
They might only get the ball 4 more times the whole game.
We're running toward a running clock.
Yeah, we're headed for a running clock. So before that happens, maybe you want to get with
talk Cardinal singers with the Cardinal singers coach while she's up here. He talk the how the Cardinal singers are going to roll this year too. So
24-0 Cardinals, 6:40 to go in this first half. Go ahead and take a 30-second timeout. You're tuning in to Shannon Cardinal Football here on KCSR.
The air is crisp, the excitement is abundant, and FNIC is here to ensure you're fully covered. Whether you're rooting for your favorite Western Nebraska team from the sidelines or conquering the challenges on the field, FNIC is cheering for you. Embrace the season with confidence, knowing that FNIC backs you with trust, integrity, and communication. Visit FNICgroup.com today for more information about worry-free coverage for home, auto, health, business, and agribusiness. And most of all, best wishes to all our local athletes and teams this sports season.
Has to score this possession, or it's going to be really ugly tonight.
JT Obando kicks it off, and it actually goes to the up man, catching it. Ooh. And just diving to the ground. Norman Colley, a sophomore, 6'2", 200 pounds.
I think we missed the kick.
An offensive lineman playing on the front row of the kick.
That was not the prettiest kickoff we've ever seen. So, here we go. Now they got good field position.
Shattern's allowed one first down tonight.
Mitchell, good. If they score, they're technically in the game. But if you can keep them out of the end zone, it puts a lot of pressure on them.
Well, Shattern gets the ball to start the second half.
Starts
the second
half.
Near side running back. Gets to the 49, to the 50. A 6-yard carry.
There you go.
That is Samuel Bolin.
Yeah.
First time we hear the banner
on first down. So, but it takes a lot of those runs to beat you tonight. But what you're hoping for is you can keep them off the board in the first half. So
it'll be a second and four for Mitchell. They're going to come out heavy backfield. Looks like the Army offense. It'll be Garza in the shotgun. He gets snappy. Runs far side. Has to dive toward the line of scrimmage. Gets a yard.
Keep stringing it out. Nice play over there by the Cardinal defense. Corners coming up. Tobin doing a great job. Playing some good football out there.
The
Shattered defense has really played well all year. And tonight was a big test, and they started out a little shaky, and they've needed help from a couple penalties. But right now they're kind of controlling Mitchell because – You can let him run the clock, let him make 3 or 4 yards because it keeps the clock running.
So direct snap to the running back who just dives across the first down marker. I say dive, but he's still got 5-6 yards.
Yeah.
Let's see who got the carry. It's Samuel Bolin again. Real quick score update for you. Over on KBPY, Jeremy Anderson's calling Layton versus Crawford. Layton Warriors are leading 28-6 at the end of the first quarter. That's how far ahead we are right now.
Yep, and we're, you know, and the clock just keeps ticking away with the snap. We'll be under 5 minutes for the half. And
Garza gets snapped, cuts upfield, gets tackled at the line of scrimmage, got a yard.
They used to say a host of Eagle, of a Cardinal tacklers, and that was a great job right there.
Alex Fisher, the first one in.
Alex Fisher is one of the unsung heroes of this Cardinal team because he's – he's a big boy up front. He's winning almost every snap tonight.
This senior Layton line of scrimmage is winning almost every snap tonight.
Yep. This key to the game, and they've done better than the key to the game.
Samuel Bolin gets a direct snap. He runs right side across the 42, the 38-yard line. So another 4-yard carry for Bolin.
And when they snap the ball, the clock will be under four. And
this first half's going to take under an hour.
And that's why a 24-point lead when you play Mitchell is like a 48-0 lead. It's like a double lead the way Mitchell runs their offense.
So it'll be 3rd and 5 for the Tigers. Garza, no, it's a direct snap to the up back.
Just got mangled up there in the Bailey, Fintel, Bickle. Just great job up there by the Shattern defense sets up fourth and long for the Mitchell.
It'll be a fourth and five. Mitchell will call a timeout. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's U Design. Top-notch embroidery, including hats, Letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. We'll go ahead and stay here at Cardinal Field with the Shattern Cardinals leading 24-0 over the Mitchell Tigers. Chase Thompson, Bruce Parrish here with you in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth on homecoming night. Shattern looking to go 3-0 start this season. Mitchell looking to get back on track after losing to Class B Gearing last week at home. Mitchell in their first road game of the season. Shattern, the first two straight home games before having to make a long road trip to Ogallala, the longest road trip of the season, actually. Yeah, Ogallala's longest road trip this season. 6-hour round trip with a football game included in there.
So, gotta include that, man.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, anyway, that's the only venue in the Panhandle I've actually never been into for football. I've played up before this year. I never attended a high school game up here, but I've played on this field before.
Mm-hmm. This is a legendary Cardinal Field. So now
I played well up here in middle school.
Fourth and four is a big play for Mitchell. They aren't used to fourth and fours. We'll see.
It's Garza who runs right side. It's an opposite pitch. Right side, halfback pass, open, and downfield. Pulled in for the Mitchell Tiger touchdown. 38 yards. Xavier Galloway with a reception off the pass from Lucinio Seco. I beg your pardon.
Great call by the Mitchell Tigers. Coach Cook, that's why Coach Cookhausen and his coaching staff is highly regarded in the Panhandle. Fourth and four, crucial part of the game. You don't pick that up, but game's basically over and you dial up. You go in. We didn't say their playbook was very big, but that was as deep as it gets right there.
So
Mitchell.
Garza will get the snap. Counter up the
didn't
middle, gets
it.
Swallowed
nice
up. Busker
right
coming
there
to finish him off.
So,
nice point try is no good.
3:31 to go in the half. Mitchell did what they had to do to stay in the game. Put up 6 points on a trick play. And so, tip your hat to the Mitchell Tigers and the coaching staff for dialing up a trick play that worked well. And we have 3:31 with the Shattern offense and Glenn Bailey. And don't be surprised if we put up six. 3:31 is plenty of time. So it's been a highly entertaining game. You got to tip your hat to Mitchell on that play right there. Well executed, great call, great time for the call. Do or die. You either make that play or you're in for a long, long night. Technically, they're still in the game, but they still got a long ways to go, and Shatter's still in control of the game.
24-6, 3:31 to go in this first half. Chase Thompson, Bruce Parrish here with you on 610 AM KCSR, the first of three straight nights of football here on the airwaves. Tomorrow we got Nebraska, Northern Iowa, two teams that will run the ball a lot tomorrow, I think, as well. And then on Sunday, the Denver Broncos with their home opener against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Russell Wilson will not be playing. Looks like Justin Fields will get the nod.
We got our hands team in there. They're expected onside kick. Good way to be safe by the Shadrick coaches.
Surf on.
Because that's kind of what they tried to do.
Surf on. Casella, the kicker, is getting the return. Is Quinn Bailey.
Nice
he gets down to the 35-yard line.
Good job by the Shadrick coaches playing it safe, putting in their hands team to take that kick off. They did do the onside, but they did the squib, which was they were trying to get the same effect, but they didn't get the ball, didn't surprise the Cardinals at all, and the Cardinals set up good field position at their own 35.
Shattern has 65 yards to go with 3:31 to go. In this first half, it'll be landing in the shotgun. Four wide receivers, far side, Bailey, near side. They've ran a lot of jet sweep. Bailey out of this play. He's going to come in motion. It will be a jet sweep to the left side. Mitchell's reading it all the way, and Bailey gets wrapped up for his first negative carry of the game, a 5-yard loss.
Yeah, eyes on Bailey that time paid off, and they shot the gaps, came hard on the safeties and corners on the their right side, our left side, and there's nowhere for Quinn to run. No cutback lanes, no outside speed rush, so that was, again, good play by Mitchell. Now we see what Tobin Landon dials up right here.
There it comes. Same formation, just flip. Bailey on the far side, four wide receivers near side. Bailey comes in motion. They begin the right side run game to work. It's a play action fake. Landon just throws it up for grabs. This one could be picked. Right, it is. He was looking for one of the right twins, and Mitchell with the interception. Oh, my goodness.
Hello,
Quinn
hello.
Bailey.
Hello, how are you? Hello, how are you? I don't know.
Yeah.
Where am I at? I think I'll lay down here for a while. So we'll have timeout. We'll have to be out because he's out. I mean, he is KO'd, and there we go.
My goodness, Quinn Bailey.
You know,
wow.
You know, that's just old-fashioned, hard-hitting football. There was nothing dirty about it, nothing.
No.
That's just hitting somebody real hard.
Wow.
Trying to get him over to the sideline.
He's okay.
He's a fighter, man. He's a fighter.
I love that. He just got rocked. It was Michael Pacico.
Yeah, but that... Again, that's a bad play by Tobin. Tobin's a good player, but his sophomore-itis showed right there. Throwing it up for grabs when he didn't have to.
He got hit on the throw as well.
Yeah, you get the ball in the second half, you don't want to turn it over on that possession.
That Quinn Bailey hit might have been the hardest one of the year.
The
ball's on
the
ground
again.
Jordan McCarthy.
Yeah, that's one of the hardest high school hits you'll see.
Yeah.
And so.
Loss of three.
So
brings up second and 13.
I don't know if hopefully our DBs understand now that Mitchell does have a couple trick plays, and they're going to have to use one to score right here. So they're going to have to make sure nobody leaks out and gets behind him again. So you can use the clock here because it's under 2 minutes.
Yep.
So you just
2 minutes to go in the first half.
Use the clock to stop him.
24-6. It's a direct snap to Garza. He gets wrapped up in the backfield. Is that Quinn Bailey again?
Yeah.
No, that's
26.
No, that was 70. That was Zane Cullers.
Yeah, linebackers.
Brought down behind the line.
Yeah.
By Cullers.
So yeah, now. You know, at this point,
third and about 20.
You know, Mitchell is not going to score unless you give him another trick play.
So if you're Shattern, do you just back off and think they're going to pass, or do you commit a little bit like you know they're going to run the ball? Shattern's playing off coverage with their defensive backs. No high safeties. It's man-to-man across the board. Garza gets snappy, rolls right, got a lot of pressure. He's going to get sacked. He throws it. Oh, that's incomplete. Quinn Bailey nearly
almost,
with the pick.
Almost. So, yeah, now if you're Mitchell, you don't go for it here.
You got a punt.
This is punt for sure.
Brings up fourth down for the Tigers.
And Mitchell's going to bring out their punt team.
So the turnover didn't hurt, but...
That's what I've been really impressed with this team so far this season. They haven't allowed a first down after a turnover yet this season.
Well, that's a credit to senior leadership.
And their head coach.
A defense that is tenacious, veteran, and likes to hit people.
Brayden Wright back to return, and along with him is Trey Owsley. Punt is off. It's a short one to the far side. It's going to bounce down at the 40-yard line. Get a good bounce. Mitchell bounce down to the 30. It'll be a 24-yard punt. Under a minute to go. Does Shattern try some with the ball?
You probably learned from the last time that you don't want to force any. You do some safe routes, get the ball to Quinn Bailey any way you can because he's having a great night.
Maybe a little swing pass out.
Yep, swing pass. If you take a shot downfield, you gotta make sure that he's open. You lead him, and he's the only one that can catch it, or you take the sack.
You know what, I think with Quinn Bailey's flow that he has, he could do anything he wants. I met him earlier today for the first time. Man, that is one sick flow. As Tobin Landon gets the shotgun snap, it's drop back pass. He runs their side. Good job. Get through his progressions. He finds Quinn Bailey on the crossing route. Quinn Bailey has a lot of room. Quinn Bailey getting toward the end zone, and Quinn Bailey scores again. Touchdown, Cardinals.
70 yards.
71 yards.
And that's exactly what they did, and we Mitchell's been playing a really good game, but how do you let Quinn Bailey be so wide open? He was like wide open. And
it was a progression throw, too. Right. That was not the first option.
Right.
The first option looked like to be a post route or a fly down the left side of the field. So, yeah, left side of his vision.
Check down to Quinn. And
that's why I've been so impressed with Tobin Landon this year. He just bounced back from an interception, a bad throw, turned around and goes 71 yards on one play. He gets a snap handoff to Bailey, and Bailey, easy two-point conversion. No,
nope.
He stopped.
But you know, one of the
no good.
You know, one of the cliches that I always hated the most is they'll say, well, that was so wide open, you could have scored, Chase.
I could have, yeah.
And guess what? Yeah, either one of us could have scored on that. That was just a busted coverage, sprint to the end zone. And so, again, you know, Quinn Bailey's.
It's the Quinn Bailey show.
This is Quinn Bailey show. The first and two great throws by Tobin. You know, we'll probably forget about the first touchdown where Tobin.
It was a 19-yard.
Let him ride fade route to the right side. Great throw to Quinn. That might go. That's not one of the prettiest plays you'll ever see unless you're a football purist.
That was pretty.
It wasn't really flashy, but man,
Quinn Bailey's doing right now the one thing.
We've seen a Cardinal machine tonight.
Quinn Bailey's doing the one thing you typically don't see coaches let their players do, but he's earned it. He's taking a breather on the bench. He is gassed.
That was a sprint. That was just a dead sprint to the end zone.
Quinn Bailey with four touchdowns so far, two on the ground, two through the air. Tobin Landon.
See if we can get the ball in the air right here.
Owsley with the kickoff. I beg your pardon, that's Obando who gets the kickoff. It's picked up at the 20-yard line. Cutting up the middle is Mitchell Tiger player, and getting laid down is Jordan McCarthy. 39.7 seconds to go in this first half. 36. Shattered Cardinals lead the Mitchell Tigers.
Yeah, now you loosen everybody up.
You send the house. You got two sacks so far tonight. Two of your three so far this season. Let's see if Mitchell's willing to roll the dice a little bit with Shattering getting the ball to start the second half.
They've had trouble running the football, and if you run the football, the clock's going to run out. So
they got two timeouts left. Shattering, they get all three if they choose to use them. I don't think they will. To be Garza.
There we go.
Find himself in the shotgun, man in motion.
We just got yelled at for playing too tight, so we backed up.
It's a direct snap. The ball is down toward the 20-yard line. My goodness, what in the world just happened?
There's another
Kane Hessler.
Another trick play.
I was watching it on the far side of the field, and I look up, and I see Hessler rolling all the way down.
That's the beauty of a single wing, where you, when that ball goes up from the center, you don't know. And you can delay it, because that was a delay. Took the snap. Looked like another play was developing, and as soon as everybody cleared out, he took off.
It's not often I get that confused. That's a 54-yard run.
Yeah, and Cardinals, most of the people in the stadium didn't know who had the ball until they broke loose over here on the Cardinals sideline.
So it's a snap to Garza. Play action fake. Throws it over the top. It's a jump ball and incomplete. Good coverage by the Cardinal defense. Knocking it away was Tobin Meyer.
Yeah. So now you're Mitchell has enough time, and Mitchell has they have the playbook. Now, they've run a couple plays that they probably haven't run a whole lot this year, just trying to stay in the game.
Yeah, I felt like on that last play, the TV camera, the director, just so lost, and after the play, he's probably throwing some kind of upset at himself because of how tricked he was.
That's when we need review. We need review just to see what the heck was going on.
I don't think we would, because the camera would have been lost too. It's a Garza snap, draw up the middle, gets walloped by a couple players. Quinn Bailey, the one on top, and it's going to be a timeout by Mitchell.
Yep.
Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's You Design It. Top notch and burning, including hats, Letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. Coming up on the Shatter Insurance halftime show, Shatter Insurance to fit your knees. Recap this first half, talk about the Quinn Bailey show, look at scores around the Nebraska Panhandle and State of Nebraska with C1. And, Bruce, I've never talked to Husker football with you, so I might want to do that for a second or two.
That's coming up on the Shatter Insurance Halftime Show. 20.4 seconds to go in this first half. 30-6, Cardinals lead the Mitchell Tigers. Chase Thompson and Bruce Parrish here with you. On a gorgeous Friday night, it's dropped below 70 degrees, 69 degrees on a nice Friday night. Not a cloud in the sky. The moon has disappeared to my southwest. No, it's moved more to our directly to our south, above Pine Ridge.
All right, let's get a tackle right here and run out the clock.
Mitchell does have one timeout left.
Oh, I thought they were out of timeout.
I believe they have one.
Okay.
Garza in the shotgun. He bobbles the snap, tips it back to his running back, and the Cardinals jump on top of it.
Yep. That's Cardinal football.
With the recovery, Alex Fisher.
Having a great night. Alex is another one of those guys having a great night. Fintel having a great night. And when you're yelling, you're telling and mentioning your offensive defensive linemen having great nights, that usually equates to a win.
So that's why I love having a color commentator is my job is to watch the ball. I can't really watch the offense and see who's doing great because I'm trying to chase down a – play like what Mitchell did to get 54 yards.
Yep.
So it'll be first and 10 Cardinals from their own 20.
Got Owen West over on the other side doing a great job. The offensive line is just it's happy homecoming.
Pitches it out to Bailey who crossed the 150-yard mark.
Yep, just padding stats right now. That was just a pad the stat run. Hopefully you got break the tackle and get to the zone. But what a half for the Shadron Cardinals. It was picture perfect.
Half. Yeah. One bad play. It was an interception by Tobin Landon. A toss-up throw, and the next time he gets the ball, he throws a 71-yard dart on the fourth to the fourth option. When your fourth option's Quinn Bailey, I think you feel pretty darn good about yourself.
And he's wide open. I mean,
yeah.
He was running free. And when your best player's running free, that's a nice night. So 30-6 at half. You know, we're headed for a running clock. And
showdown next week.
Yeah, and Mitchell, if you take away those two penalties, they might have got the lead.
Yeah.
We had not stopped them on their first possession. But then the holding penalty set them back. And from then on, it's been the Shatter Cardinal Show.
We'll go ahead and take a break. Come back for the Shatter Insurance Halftime Show. You're tuning in to Shatter Cardinal Football here on 610 AM KCSR.
Whether it's before the game or after, there's only one place to tailgate or celebrate the win, and that's at Wild's Bar and Grill in downtown Shatter. Cheer on the Cardinals, the Eagles, or the Huskers while downing some delicious eats, a great appetizer, or an ice-cold drink. It's the perfect atmosphere to catch any game, any time of the year. Wild Barn Grill in downtown Shadron, a place for great food and great fun, and the best sports fans in Northwest Nebraska. Wild Barn Grill, proud supporters of all the Shadron High student athletes.
As we head into the harvest season, we at Legacy Co-op would like to remind you that we have more locations to serve you in the northern panhandle of Nebraska and southern South Dakota. We have locations in Shadron, Hay Springs, Clinton, Gordon, West Alliance, and New Alliance in Nebraska, and Batesland and Sweat in South Dakota. We are ready to take your harvested crops as quickly as possible to get you back into the field. At Legacy Co-op, we want to thank you for your patronage. Legacy Co-op, growing the future.
My name is Alpine Hickstein, and I'm the newest member of the Wahlstrom Ford team. We currently have a handful of Super Duties in stock, and guess what? They have $2,000 retail customer cash back until the end of September. Come out to Wahlstrom Ford, the value store, to see our lineup and meet me, Alpine Hickstein.
Near the value store at Wahlstrom Ford.
Under the lights on a fall Friday night or in the pew at church on Sunday morning, we are where you are. We are the Shatron Federal Credit Union. We pride ourselves on being members of the communities we serve. From right here in Dawes County to Sheridan and Sioux counties, we offer financial tools that cater to any lifestyle or members of any age. Shatron Federal Credit Union. Find us at 126 East 3rd in Shatron or online at shatronfcu.org. Discover a place that greets you like home and where members mean more than money.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them. Braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first. Just like you do for your family.
Do you feel it? Those cool nights and earlier sunsets. It's dark in the morning when you get up. Fall is in the air, but there's still time to get ready for that long, cold winter that's just around the corner. And Arrow Building Center is ready to help. Arrow has lots of lumber and 2x4s, plywoods, and everything in between. There's insulation and all the other supplies you might need to help keep old man winter outside. So while it's still summer, take advantage of those waning summer days to get ready for the inevitable that's called winter. Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20, Chadron.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
Call Littrell Construction of Chadron for trenching, boring, dozer, backhoe, and more. Littrell Construction Chadron. This is AM 610 KCSR Chadron, Nebraska.
The Chadron Insurance Halftime Show. Chadron Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Visit ChadronInsurance.com.
Chadron High School. Welcome back to Cardinal Field Halftime here for the Chadron Insurance Halftime Show. And Chadron Insurance, insurance to fit your need. Chase Thompson, Bruce Parrish with you. 30-6 at the halftime. Braithwaite announcing the homecoming royalty to everybody here. I'm working on getting the list, so I can go through that list as well and share with that with all of you here in a little bit. 12:55 to go in the halftime break. What a first half, Bruce.
Yeah, and It was.
Couple is Brooklyn Hoffman and Keegan.
The half couldn't have scripted it any better. I mean, you could not. If you're the Chadron Cardinal coaching staff, you take away the halfback pass, but you couldn't script the game any better. You controlled the line of scrimmage. You made them punt three times, which I don't think they've punted three times in 4 years in the other game. So, great game for them, and now you get to see the kids walking out of the track, and it's the tradition that links old and young. It's what every high school, this is what America is about. It takes me back to 1970 when I'm out there on the track.
You're making me feel young, Bruce.
So life is really good right now.
It's really good when you're up 30-6 during your homecoming game and your star player, and you're probably most popular kid, Quinn Bailey, is putting on a show once again. And that first half, 16 carries, 144 yards. Look at the passing game. He has two receptions, two touchdowns, and
he's doing math real quick. Total yardage is over 300.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So,
no, not really. 147 plus 91, so they're not to 300 yet.
Okay, well.
It feels like it. Feels like it.
But, yeah, you couldn't have scripted any better, and the other thing you always look at as a coach, because always as a coach at homecoming, if it's close or whatever, you say, you have to play the second half. Don't worry about anything that goes on until after we win this game. Walk in for the second half.
So
the coaches are going to say that. But in reality, the kids are going, oh, man.
You know, we talk about the Quinn Bailey show, but he's not going to be the show at homecoming tonight. He's not the king. The king who's about to be announced is Zane Cullors.
Zane Cullors was the king, yeah.
But we'll go ahead and go through the list. I have a majority of it, at least. Good thanks to my good friend and head basketball coach up here at Chadron, Cal Sanders, for sending this to me. The freshman list is Grace Calkins and Jace Hoffman, Jesse Alcorn, and Haven Catches. That's your freshman royalty. Sophomores are Addie Tuihati and Carson Long. Just looking through my picture list. The other group of sophomores is Sophie Watson and Braden Wright. Juniors, Jenny Pint and Jace.
Bow.
Yep, thank you. Thank you. Brooklyn Hoffman and Keegan Coopins. And the seniors are Chloe Wright, Bryson Bickle, Quinn Bailey. I didn't recognize the girl who was with Quinn. But I know the king is Zane Colors, and the queen is...
Sager. Avian Sager.
Yeah, thank you. Should know her after calling us softball a couple games already this season.
You look at that lineup out there. That's outstanding. Some of the most outstanding young people in the panhandle. But guess what? Sitting in the crowd are a bunch of other great Cardinals. Shattern High School and Shattern, the community of Shattern, just couldn't be more blessed with the kids they have because of the way they're being raised and the parents and the support. So Shattern's a great place, and celebrating a great night tonight, homecoming, and we'll see Cardinals come out, take the ball the second half, take it down and score, and the dance will start early.
We'll go ahead, while the football team goes to the locker room, the players who are out here, we'll go ahead and take a break. You're tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Football here on 610 AM KCSR.
See you, brother.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shattern Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and teen driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shattern Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shattern Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Shattern, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're going to need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
Every bank has any number of good service offerings, but it's the staff at Security First Bank that really puts them on a cutting edge above the rest. Whether it's searching for a loan or making a deposit, the staff at Security First knows you and are equally invested in your financial stability. Over the years, Security First has proven itself to be a true community bank with locations all along Highway 20. Security First strives to improve the lives of the families and businesses they serve with good, solid banking services. Online at securityfirstbank.com.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 35 and 20 in Shattern, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen, and now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Shattern, unless you like being stranded.
Well, welcome back to the Shattern Insurance Halftime Show. Shattern Insurance, insurance to fit your need. Let's go ahead and look through some scores through the state of Nebraska. It's Class C1 specifically, 36 here at Cardinal Field. The Cardinals leading Mitchell at the halftime break. Over in Gearing, this is a score that I keep an eye on because my nephew does play for Alliance. Gearing's up 20-0 at the halftime break. Other scores that will impact these two teams throughout the rest of the season include Chase County leading Gordon-Rushville 27-0. Sydney's taking it to Holdridge 42-0 late in the fourth quarter.
And a score that surprises me looking at scores.
It raises your interest level in how good Sydney is, because Holbridge is a much improved team coming off a couple wins, and Jake has them going pretty well in Holdridge. And so for Sydney to have be putting it on them like that, you got to think, oh my gosh, Sydney's reloading.
Another score that I just saw the score and it really shocked me. Over in Hastings, and this kind of impacts Shatter next week. We're talking about a possible showdown between 3-0 teams. Gothenburg's got to get their stuff together. They're down to Adams Central 10-7 at the end of the third quarter. That's at Hastings Adams Central. If you remember the Sugars, I think their last kids just graduated off last year's team.
Yep. Hastings Adams Central has always been a problem for Shadron.
Adams Central's 0-2 on the season. Gothenburg is next up for the Cardinals, looking to get that win and come up to town and set up a possibly rated showdown if Shadron continues to do this to Mitchell.
It should be a fun game with Cardinals in the suites.
Cozad defeated Ogallala 47-6, so Ogallala drops to 2-1 on the season. Just getting through scores real fast. I'm going to jump over to 6-man and see what's going on. Ace Springs taking it to Potter Dix, 67-12. Didn't Potter Dix beat the crud out of him in the early part of the season last year?
Yeah, Potter Dix had put it on Ace Springs, and from that point on, they got their players back and went on that run, but Dix did get him pretty hard last year.
That makes me feel pretty good about my six-man play-by-play debut next Friday at noon when Sioux County hosts Potter Dix. That game will be at noon over in Harrison. I'm looking forward to making that journey as part of my double dip day.
Yeah, any six-man game is big in Harrison because they love their six-man football in Harrison. They put on a great show over there, and they're always tough playing in their own little their own field over there.
And at the end of the first half, Layton is beating Crawford 34-20. We got 6 minutes to go in the halftime break. We'll go ahead and take another break. You're tuning in to Shadron High School football here on 610 AM KCSR.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Shadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Shadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Shadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Shadron Avenue in Shadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301. Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds. They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too. If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672. Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Shadron Shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. It doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon. They have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488. Hauser's Grab and Go, located in Crawford on Highway 20, is a convenient stop for both locals and travelers alike. Their quick service and fresh offerings make it an ideal place to grab a quick bite on the go. Jason's staff is always nice, friendly, and they'll make your pit stop for gas a pleasant experience. Hauser's Grab and Go not only has a large selection of snacks and drinks, they also offer top shelf liquor to choose from and a great beer selection. Hauser's Grab and Go has something for everyone. When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Shadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Shadron or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements.
Welcome back to Cardinal Field. Shadron leading Mitchell 30-6 here at the halftime break. Chase Thompson and Bruce Parrish here with you. Incredible first half for the Shadron Cardinals. What do you expect coming out of the halftime break?
Coming out, I'm sure that we'll receive the second half kickoff, and it's going to be Mitchell's last stand, because I'm sure the Mitchell coaches told him that, say, hey, we got to stop them. Stop their momentum right out of the get-go, and Shadron coaches said, hey, let's take it down, let's put this one away right here, and party hardy the rest of the night. So,
I think you just gave it a Shadron lock keys the second half. You're looking at for lock, safe, security cameras, access control keys, and more. We've got 2 minutes to go in the halftime break here on the Shadron Insurance Halftime Show. Shadron insurance to fit your needs. We'll go ahead and take a break for this message from Shadron Insurance. Tuning in Shadron Cardinal Football here on 610 AM KCSR.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shadron Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and team driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shadron Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shadron Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
Back here at Cardinal Field, Chase Thompson, Bruce Parrish with you as we start to wind down this halftime. The third quarter, which is about to start, is sponsored by Kreitz and Schaefer Law. Experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle.
So, well, another key is we'll see if halftime is longer than the second half of the football game.
So the halftime was 21 minutes of real time. They had 18 minutes on the clock, and that 18 minutes is to get the teams out of the locker room, then add three back on.
And I know the first quarter didn't last as long as halftime.
We started the game an hour 15 minutes ago.
And it's kind of up to Shadron about how long this game will last in real time, because Mitchell will make their last stand right here. This is they're going to come out juiced. They know that any chance they have, if any hope of making this a game or anything, will take place on this drive. And again, Shadron's got their hands steam in. They're not taking any chances. So they got four DBs, running backs. They got two running backs, and then the normal return, the Wright boys and Quinn. But they aren't taking any chances with big boys up front.
So it'll be Surfon Casella who kicks it off for the Mitchell Tigers. Yeah, it's not really as much of a hands look as you would expect, but the Cardinals do have four on the front line. Lined up two with one sitting back and then two, and then it's going to be a catch at the 35-yard line. Squib kick it. Coming to the near side. Hole open up. Getting down to the 50-yard line before getting slammed to the ground.
Going to have a hold, though.
That was Braden Wright with a return and a flag late.
Nice return. We're going to have a hold, and
the flag's at the Shadron 40-yard line.
Boss hit the stop. Flag on the play.
You don't want to ruin the guy's night, but I think that was Quinn on the hold.
Is that Sherlock who made the call? No, it isn't.
You can't do that. Leave your official bros out of this one, Chase.
See, I don't know Sherlock, but I do know C-Bomb and Unzicker.
Be careful.
Yeah, you're right. I don't need Altooth coming after me again.
Leave the officials alone here a little bit.
I'm not criticizing them.
They are
them.
Good boys.
Oh, they're doing a great job tonight. So it is going to be hold on the Cardinals.
Excuse me.
It'll be marched back to the
29-yard line, first and 10, Shatter. No, they're going to go further back. The marker, oh, yeah, it'll be at 29. I was watching the white hat.
You had it. So, yeah, so the homer announcers would say, well, that's just 10 more yards that Quinn can get on his rushing stats.
I think that's 10 yards that makes it harder for Shatner to do what they want to do is what I'm going to say. So it'll be Tobin Landon back in the shotgun. Man in motion. It's Davidson in motion. It's a dive straight up the middle to Bailey, who rolls across the 35 to the 35-yard line. Six-yard carry.
Just ripping through yards right there.
17 carries for him. Now actually at officially 30. $1.50 by my count.
Being led up there by Wright, that was really good job of opening up, just showing Mitchell that we're just going to run it right into your strength, which is their big boys up front. They just ran it right it at him. Got picked up 6 yards.
So it'll be landing in the pistol. He brings Bryson Wright in motion. It's a pitch to Bailey, left side, cuts up field at the hash mark, gets across the 40 to the 50. Quinn Bailey down to the 30-yard line, gets hit up high. He's getting grabbed at the ankle and got hit up high. He gets marked down at the 31-yard line.
And I think that, you know, that Quinn was doing that to Mitchell a lot in the past years, but the difference is he had less carries in those three games than in his whole career. Those would probably go down as three of his he got the yardage, but he didn't have the carries because Mitchell had the ball the whole game. And now we got the ball the whole game, and he is just ripping through them.
So Quinn Bailey's just adding on to his totals. The leading rusher in class in the state of Nebraska. He fumbles on the handoff. Mitchell saying they have it. The officials are signaling second down.
Right there, his eyes. He didn't quite have the ball secured. His eyes were upfield, and he's getting ready to make a cut. The ball wasn't secured totally yet. That's the kind of night he is. He even picked up 2 yards on the ball.
Yeah. The man on who tried to recover from Mitchell, Zane Keller, he got up slow. He took a shot diving for the football, but he got up slow. He's fine. So it'll be second and a long eight for Shatterin. Pistol set. Man in motion for the Cardinals. It's a fake handoff to Bailey, who jumps to the right side, spins through a tackle against
nice
about
tackle.
6 yards.
Wrapping up his ankles because you can't go anywhere without the ankles, and that kept him from getting the first down.
Tobin Russ was the man in motion. It's a 4-yard carry for Bailey.
The Cardinals are giving Mitchell a heavy dose of their own medicine right here, just ramming it down their throat. Third and four. You can call anything you want because you know you're going for it on fourth down.
Two wide receivers far side. It's a pistol set. Handoff to Bailey. Cut up field from the left side. Easy first down. Easy toward the end zone. No, he's down.
No, he's down. They're just
down to the 10.
Running those Mitchell defenders into the end zone. They want to block them so bad.
That south end zone for depth perception from my angle was extremely difficult. So
you got to get used to that. And that's why you got to keep your
keep an eye on the official.
Yeah, keep your eye on the official. Get your binoculars out because that corner over there is not. We have a great little press box here, but we're not high enough to get that corner.
It's the pistol snap to Bailey. Bailey down toward the 4-yard line.
Not quite. Not in yet.
I took your advice right there and watched that play through my binoculars. A 5-yard carry.
It's opening it up wide there over. Fintel and Bickle between center and guard, and they just opened up a gaping hole. And
who calls plays for Shadron? It's not Sandstrom who's making the call.
Right. It's,
he is an offensive type coach, though.
Yeah. Upstairs, I haven't go upstairs this year, so I don't know who's really up there. But
it'll be an I formation for Shattern. Buskirk fullback, Bailey the running back. It's a snap, handoff to Buskirk, who dives toward the end zone. He's short. That's a 2-yard carry, so it'll be a third and goal from the one. It's Buskirk's first carry of the game, only the second of the year, I believe.
Or third.
Yeah. He's a great blocker, great linebacker.
He's just
great baseball player
he's
too.
He's a tough guy.
He's all around athlete.
Guts. Third one. tough guy who you got to have those guys to win football games.
So it's going to be another handoff to Busker. He gets swallowed up at the line. Quinn Bailey's won a touchdown, and the officials are going to give it to Kane Busker for the shattering Cardinal touchdown. The Cardinals are now up by 30.
Yeah, they'll go for two here. And
well, JT Obando has kicked an extra point or two, but I don't see him running onto the field yet. He's one for two so far this season. They've let him kick one each game. Missed the one here in Shattern, made the one in Valentine.
It's homecoming, so we want to make sure we get see what we got here. See if we dial up something.
So it's going to be handoff to Bailey. Jumps straight into the end zone. I don't see
no
a call yet.
No signal. He should be laying right on the goal line. Nope. They're going to not give it to him.
No.
Didn't make it.
He's
going to
be short.
Short of the goal line. Because he should have been right on the goal line. So 36-6. Cardinals did what they had to do coming out of halftime.
71 yards, 3 minutes, 59-second drive to start the first half. 36-6 your score here at Cardinal Field. We'll go ahead and take a break for this message from our third quarter sponsor, Kreitzen Schaefer Law. You're tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Football here on 610 AM KCSR.
Amy Petra, Matt Watson, Drew Pope, and all the staff at Kreitzen Schaefer Law Office wish the best of luck to area high school students in all their endeavors. Since 1887, Kreitzen Schaefer Law Office has served clients throughout the area with integrity and values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Regardless of your legal needs, call Amy Petra, Matt Watson, and Drew Pope for honest and efficient representation. Kreitzen Schaefer Law Offices, 308-432-3339, located in beautiful downtown Shadron.
The Shattern Cardinals lead the Mitchell Tigers 36-6, a complete reversal over last year, which Mitchell had enough to run the clock again. Shattern only one score away from doing that against the Mitchell Tigers. 30-point lead as JT Obando kicks it off. It's going to bounce out of bounds. He hit that off the right side of his foot.
He had a hard time getting to that ball. And that might be the another. We've had two bad plays. That was one. But you couldn't have come out and scripted any better if you're the Shattern High coach or Shattern High fans. It's just been a great night so far. And
Bruce,
now Mitchell sets up, but you know, here's a fact. This might be the only time Mitchell gets the ball in the third quarter.
Well, then I better thank some of our sponsors for tonight's action.
This might be the only time they get the ball this quarter.
Studio 308, Dean Hitch and Studio 308 specialize in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. Shattern Chiropractic, you've only got one spine. Take care of it with supportive chiropractic care at Shattern Chiropractic in downtown Shattern. Private Financial, expert financial advice that starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Russ in Shattern at 308-430-0760. It's snap toward the backfield. It is the quarterback, Garcia, who runs up the field. He got tattooed, dropped the ball as he hit the ground.
But again, he got crushed. Bailey, lean in there. He's taking a beating.
On the carry.
It's going to be a hour and 45-minute bus ride for Mitchell. Those kids are going to be feeling really sore.
And then the first quarter, those five-yard gains are awesome.
Yeah.
Score 0-0. You're right on it. But you're 30 points down now, and five-yard carries aren't going to get it.
You're 5 points away from the clock starting to roll.
This is your game, and you don't go away from it.
As snap goes off the face mask of the running back number 8, that is Jordan McCarthy. He gets down to the 50-yard line.
Yeah, great run right there.
It's a first down.
Yeah, a lot of effort, and he got punished, and he's down. He'll get up.
It was good focus to get control of that because it bounced off his face mask, off that chrome orange helmet. Mitchell, by the way, chrome orange helmet's kind of looking black with the way the lights are bouncing off it. White tops, orange numbers, orange pants, white socks. I love the helmets.
Yeah, it's a nice, clean look, and Coach Cookhouse has built himself a pretty good program there, and that includes the way they look. And
Cookhouses have a good name down in the valley. They really do. Known a few of them over the years. It'll be Garza in the shotgun, one running back to his right. It's the snap directly to him.
first place since he absolutely got smoked by Quinn Bailey yeah. is Michael Lassini. Yo, and he gets yeah. back to the line of scrimmage. He's sore.
All your carries now, you're stop. Just getting punished, and there's really no reward because first downs aren't going to get it anymore. And you just, the clock just keeps running, and this is your only possession you're going to have in the third period. You aren't even going to get the ball enough to win the game.
And head coach Michael Sandstrom is going to call a timeout. Defense came out, missed the line. So timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's U Design It. Top-notch recording, including hats, Letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. Chase Thompson, Bruce Parrish here with you at Cardinal Field. We'll stay here with it. 6:13 to go in this third quarter. 36-6. Cardinals rolling over Mitchell. Next week, Gothenburg comes to town. A 6 o'clock start. We'll have pregame beginning at 5:30. That's looking like a big one for Shattern. Could be undefeated. This was the last time district. That they started the season off 3-0.
Head-to-head district, what you're actually looking at, different kinds of things. You're actually looking winner of that game. Sets up another showdown with Sydney.
Gothenburg's not a part of their district this year. So
win Gothenburg, though, you're...
And pretty good spot, because Gothenburg's looking like to be a Division II team this season. They're in the C-17 district this year with Sydney, Chase County, Alliance, Ogallala, Shattern, Sydney, the only two teams undefeated coming into the night, maybe the only two teams undefeated and still undefeated in the district.
And you win that game, you start dreaming about hosting a home game.
That'd be fun. As Garza gets to the shotgun snap, rolls near side, throws it with the right arm. He's off the back foot, throws it out of play, looking for Pacino.
Good coverage right there by Wright. Nice job on that.
Intended for Placencio.
Perfect coverage. So
make it fourth and third and nine. Are you looking for the defensive back for Shattern?
Right.
It's Tobin Meyer.
Tobin Meyer's 2-9. They, you know, we're just loosen up, play pass first if you're a DB.
You know you got your linebacker supporting the senior laden a line of scrimmage.
Get
linebackers
four,
filled with seniors, too.
You can give up that two or three runs, keep the clock running.
Third and nine for the Tigers at the Shattern 49-yard line. Garza's in the shotgun by himself. Two wide receivers near side, low snap, hits the turf. It's a screen pass near side. Meyer comes up, try to make the tackle. Ooh, that's late.
Yeah, we'll see where it is, see if it comes out. Didn't come out.
No, that was late, though.
Didn't come out.
Still was late. Xavier Galloway with the reception. He got punished at the end.
Keep your hanky in your pocket.
Pass complete to Galloway.
All right, so now you got fourth and two. What will Mitchell...
They got to go for it.
Yeah, they got to go for it.
Now, what do they do? Do they pull a trick play? Because running up the middle, you know you're going to get met up by Caden Busker in that defensive line. Quinn Bailey's going to go back acting like the punt.
This is where they threw the halfback pass.
Yeah, but I don't know why Quinn Bailey's all the way back right now. It's going for it. Territories. Garza's in the backfield by himself, man in motion. It's a snap up the middle. Easy first down.
Yeah.
Trying to see who it is.
44.
Yep, 44 is Caden Hessler, the one who confused us late in the first half.
Same play.
He got 2 yards.
Shattern didn't make it.
He didn't make it. I thought I saw him roll across the 40.
So Shattern defense holds again.
So it'll be first and 10 Cardinals. 6:01 to go here in the third quarter. Fire Nice Mechanical, your Ream Pro partner in Shattern, making your home or business feel like the perfect season all season. Call the guys in the know about a Ream unit today at 308-432-6722. And I can tell you on the next sponsor, I went there before and I still can feel it.
Here we go on the this drive right here is the
it's a snap to Landon. Counterplay to Bailey. Gets two.
Yeah, he got about four before they're spotting it. But
that's a generous spot.
They put it away here, and
clock's running after this.
Now we're going to have to it becomes a program game because everybody's going to be rotating in.
So I better thank the company the reason why I have so much energy tonight, and that's Scooter's Coffee. Grab the caramel apple smoothie at Scooter's Coffee. Crisp, tart green apple, perfectly balanced with smooth and decadent caramel. Make for the perfect smoothie. Add energy or protein
to power through the rest of your day. Snap two, Landon Bailey runs through a guy on the halfback dive, gets down to the 45. Yeah, that's a 12-yard carry.
Yeah, he initiated the contact on the linebacker and used that energy created by the contact to spin off, propel him for another 10 yards.
So you've known Quinn for quite some time. He's not the biggest of guys out there. He's not even 6 foot tall. He doesn't look that big. Where does all that energy come from?
Well, he has this inner desire to be really good, and that desire goes with a really, really great set of physical ability that most of us don't have.
It's a pitch to Bailey, cuts right back to the field, running toward the near sideline. Quinn Bailey has some room at the 15, slips through a guy. Quinn Bailey rolling in the end zone. Touchdown, Cardinals.
There you go.
Bailey again. Around the left side, gets back to the right, and in for the score.
That'd probably be Quinn's last carry of the game.
We'll see, because last week he snuck in and broke the 300-yard mark when he was supposed to be out of the game.
Well, it's, we'll see. Maybe he will. Maybe they're keeping stats down there. But, you know, you asked about Quinn Bailey. Quinn Bailey is the most naturally gifted athlete maybe in Chadron high history.
I've seen some good ones. I've seen some guys faster than him. Jackson Dickerson comes to mind right off the bat.
His psychomotor skills are so...
Lay Davidson gets the handoff on a two-point conversion and walks on into the end zone. 44-6. We'll be running the clock here after this next kickoff.
So he's just... We probably should get to a point where we shouldn't try to describe him, just enjoy him.
I'm enjoying every moment of it.
It won't be long. He won't be around. And then it's just been a joy the last 4 years to watch him play. Even when he was a freshman, they would just have a special package for him.
Yeah.
And when he would come in and run that package and they'd hand it off, you could just see the skills, how far ahead he was of some of the
He sat behind some really good players. Dawson Dunbar is the one I think of the most, who scored a touchdown last week for South Dakota School of Mines in their loss at Michigan Tech in triple overtime. It was a 54-52 loss for the I believe it's the Ore Diggers, right?
And Dawson and Quinn, when we had them in the dugout together and everything like that, Dawson would just – I wish I just had that one little bit of your natural ability, because Dawson had to work for everything he got, and he's still doing that up at Tech. And so
JT Obando kicks it off. It's going to stay in bounds at the 21-yard line. The returner gets ran out.
That's what you want to see on your kickoff team right there.
The returner is Zaya Voss, and the clock will start rolling with 4:30 to go.
Nobody gave up, and everybody got a hit. That's a great job on the kickoff team.
American Legion, the Postal American Legion, including the Legion Auxiliary and the Sons of the American Legion, are proud supporters of the Chadron Cardinals. Joe Peters Roofing, if you're thinking about any kind of roof repair, there really isn't any other name that comes to mind other than Joe Peters Roofing. And Bruce, my first summer out here, Joe Peters Roofing sponsors our severe weather coverage. I'm so thankful that the worst we had to do this summer was a small severe thunderstorm warning.
Right.
A really good summer for weather.
Yep.
Got hot, but nothing dangerous in the area. We did have a couple golf ball size hail warnings in the area, but nothing bad. As Garza takes snap in the backfield, thought about passing, he's going to get, flicks it out late. They got to let that go. It's picked up by Shad, and now they're going to rule it dead. The white hat ruling them dead.
Come on, fellas. We got to get it going here.
If we had instant replay, I prefer what we just saw. So here's what's going to happen. They're either going to rule an incomplete pass, or Shatterton's going to get the ball at the 20-yard line due to an inadvertent whistle. They're going to call a flag. I think this is going to be intentional grounding, actually. We'll see what the official white hat rules it as.
There's the flag for intentional grounding.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
And the deal with the running clock is these officials could take as long as they want.
I'm not going to comment on what Altuve has told me. So
we're just going to keep that clock running. Keep it running.
They can still blow it. They can still stop it, though, right now if they determine it's worth it. If Nick Cookshausen gets in there near enough, they will stop it. Again, they have the discretion to, and I think they should right now.
because we're going to kill off the rest of this third quarter. And while we're doing that, we better thank T-Salon Boutique. Book your next hair appointment with T-Salon online or call 430-3686 and stop in to check out the latest in fashion. And I promised myself I'd do this all week, but congratulations again to the owner of T-Salon and Boutique, Tegan Westermeyer, now Dunbar, on her marriage last Saturday to Dan Dunbar up in the Black Hills. Looked like a beautiful ceremony. I've known Tegan for quite some time growing up in Alliance. Congrats to her and Dan on their marriage.
Yeah, there's a nice little Longhorn couple. You talk about Dawson.
Legal forward pass is the call, by the way.
Dawson was a great player, but you don't want to mess with Danny.
I've met Dana, the former softball player. I met her.
She was one of the better ones we've ever had. Now she's on an athletic career that's put her in athletic administration. She's
her and Jaden McCarthy are both in athletic administration now.
So you have
by the way, we've killed 3 minutes since this play ended. We got 90 seconds to go in the quarter.
Yeah, your friends are doing a great job right here, Chase.
I might see one of them tomorrow since I'm going down the line, and I'll be at my brother's house, and one of them is my brother's neighbor and HOA director, actually.
There you go.
And a former math teacher of mine, a guy who I got to know quite a bit growing up. And now they're going to blow it dead. Clock did stop. I'm going to be honest, Bruce, they need to add 2 minutes back to this because there's no reason... They are.
Well, let's see what they say.
They're going to come and talk to Sandstrom near side, I believe. They got to add time. I think this is completely unfair to Mitchell. Even though that's what the rules are, running clock, they're going to start again. I think that's completely unfair to Mitchell, what just happened right there. I really do.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. And Mitchell just crushed us 3 years in a row, and I just soon, if I was Mitchell, I'd want that clock to run.
And the ball's out, but the play was blown dead. On the run. We got under a minute to go in that quarter. I understand what you're saying, though.
And again, you know,
we got a player down for Mitchell, and this will stop the clock. 44 seconds to go in the quarter. I'm just being honest. I want to see, when I come out to watch a football game, I don't care what the score is, I want to see 48 minutes of football. I understand running clock, but when the officials are going to spend 3 minutes talking.
That's why the officials spend all the time right there. This game is now
becoming a little bit dangerous for Mitchell.
Put a basketball term on it. This is now garbage time, and so you want to keep everybody safe. You want to give everybody a chance, but keep everybody safe. But the number one priority is keep the clock running.
Yeah, I fully get that. I'm not criticizing these officials. I haven't seen anything wrong by them to warrant a criticism tonight. I'm just saying that, you know, when you're going to be taking 2 minutes to call, like, use college soccer, for example. The clock's running, but in situations that could shorten the game unnecessarily, they'll stop the clock. So
and then they go to some stupid thing called extra time.
They don't do that anymore during the regular season. They don't. And they don't add time in college. You play the full time. You play 90 minutes, that's it. So.
And keep the clock
this
running.
Player who is down, by the way, with the injury, they need to stop playing music here first. Michael Lasenko, he took a shot earlier.
You got to give anybody who's carrying the ball with Mitchell a lot of credit because right now they're just getting punished.
Yeah.
And every Shadron guy is just feasting, smelling the blood. The sharks are out. They're just laying, just putting pads on them. And... if you're Coach Cooktown, just keep that. Just run the clock.
Yeah. By the way, just score update from the Bob Devaney Sports Center, Nebraska volleyball, and what people thought may have been a trap match for them against the Arizona State Sun Devils, Nebraska swept them. In Denver right now, just the latest.
They already had their trap game.
Arizona State coming off an emotional win versus Creighton, the third set that went 33-31 on a Tuesday night that ended up being home to some wild volleyball in the state of Nebraska.
They had a trap game. SMU.
Now they got SMU's good.
Well, Nebraska found out that was a trap game. Bring SMU into Devaney, see what happens.
Good luck. I've been to a couple matches. I was talking to Kiara Hegg the other night during my Sports Weekly show. I asked her if she's ever been there. She's like, no, that's a dream. I told her, Go Make That Dream Come True is the best environment in sports I've ever witnessed. I've never paid for a ticket to be to a Nebraska volleyball game, but I've been there more than a few times, and it's been awesome.
Well, I've been told we invented volleyball atmosphere. Nebraska invented volleyball atmosphere, because before Nebraska got their home crowd there, everybody would just sit around watching play volleyball. But now, even around the country, everybody copies Nebraska volleyball atmosphere, all the top programs. So now that's an interesting history in itself, how Nebraska volleyball has created an event out of a sport that was considered, well, we got to do something for the girls, and that's
so,
just we'll play
so,
this.
Bruce, let's talk about what's going on right now on the field. I don't want to ignore what's going on the field right now. The player for Mitchell's been down for now at least 3 minutes. Glancing over to the south end zone.
Who is? Let me see here.
It's number four for Mitchell. I do not see the stretcher coming out yet. They've been working on him for quite some time. They just sat him up for the first time. He's been taking a beating all game. He took that shot from Quinn Bailey, got right back up, and he's going to limp off the field. Best prayers to him and his family after this tough game for him and the Mitchell Tigers. And he's taking a beating all night, and he's a good player. Really good player for the Tigers. I'm going to pull up his stats from the season.
All the running backs from Mitchell are a bit courageous tonight.
He came into the night with 17 carries, 115 yards, 4 touchdowns. Tonight he ended up with 6 yards on 5 carries, and it's just because it's been a bloodbath in the middle of the line of scrimmage.
Mm-hmm. And again, our defensive line and linebackers have dominated the game. And right now, if you're Coach Cook's house, you just want to get out of this game healthy.
You want to get out of here. You're not going to see this in high school, but last night there was a game played. I don't remember who was the team that was winning by so much. I just remember it was Northwestern State at Louisiana. They were getting beat like 95-10. They ended up playing a six-minute fourth quarter because of that. So the clock's now rolling. Garza's in the shotgun for the Tigers. He gets snapped, drops back. Looks right, throws it toward the near side over the head of his wide receiver. It'll be 4th and 20, and that'll probably do it for the fourth quarter.
Great coverage
as the team's
right there.
He was looking for number 33.
Linebackers have stayed with those DBs. Running backs coming out of the backfield. Another thing about when they run that tight wing T, you got receivers coming out of the backfield, and sometimes those guys are hard to read, but we've done a great job picking up all the receivers coming out of the backfield.
Mitchell does not have to snap the ball before the quarter ends. They are not. Quinn Bailey, 36 yards short of another 300-yard game. We'll see if he sneaks back onto the field, if Coach Sandstrom is able to take away his helmet in the fourth quarter. That'll do it for the third quarter, which is sponsored by Kreitz and Schaefer Law. 44-6 after 3. We'll take a break. Come back. You're turning in to Shattern Cardinal Football here on 610 AM KCSR.
Looking for the perfect spot to unwind? Hilltop Lanes in Shattern has it all. Top-notch bowling, delicious food, and a great atmosphere. Whether you're in the mood for a juicy cheeseburger with a cold drink or ready to dive into some fun, Hilltop Lanes has you covered. From bowling and pool to skill games, there's something for everyone. Don't forget to hit up the jukebox and get your favorite tunes playing. Hilltop Lanes, where you can spare some time for strikes and smiles. Find them at 950 West 10th Street in Shattern. And hey, if your game's not perfect, remember, split happens.
FNBO is the great big small bank, and for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank, FNBO, independent and family-owned for 6 generations, and ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com, member FDIC.
The fourth quarter is sponsored by Best Western West Hills Inn. Best Western West Hills Inn. Wherever life takes you, Best Western is there. Mitchell just punted the ball. It'll be First and 10 Cardinals after the short
punt. Mitchell's
punt
game hasn't been very good tonight. And that one right there might
have
been the worst.
You are missing a little girl. She is
putting out starters again here for this offensive series.
I don't see Quinn Bailey, though.
No, we got...
Now, we are short of what it would take for him to get another three bills on a stat sheet. So it'll be first and 10 Cardinals from the 26-yard line. It'll be landed in the shotgun lane. Davidson behind him. Now, Shattern does not have a backup quarterback, so they're going to be careful with Landon. It's a run to Davidson, who gets tripped up across the 25 to the 24. Yep. Tobin Meyer still fighting downfield with the block.
Now you have a real good future running back with fresh legs against the beat-up defense. And
Mitchell has a big roster, too, for a Class C2 team as well. I counted, you look at the roster sheet, they have more kids than Shattern right now.
That's what success does.
Yeah.
And that's what a coach like.
They still lost their best player to Scott's, returning player to Scott's Bluff.
Well, that's because Scott's Bluff recruits them all.
I know they did on softball as well.
Yeah, they recruit them.
So it's a snap to Landon, handoff to Davidson. Davidson upfield. He's not going to get to the end zone.
Got tripped up
at the 7-yard line. 18-yard carry for Davidson.
Yeah.
By
Garza. Yeah, Lee Davidson is a future star for the Cardinals in his own right. And he, whenever he gets a chance, man, he runs hard. And usually when those chances come, it's in the games when he's run against the tired defense. And
in line to be the starting running back next year after Quinn Bailey graduates.
He's motivated, and this is good stuff for him.
And he slips after the handoff from Tolman Landon, lost two.
On Monday nights, he does a real good job at the JV level. Scrimmage.
Yeah.
A lot of people think when we graduate to senior class, we'll be...
You're going to lose a lot on the line of scrimmage, no doubt.
But...
But you still got good...
There's a lot of skill players.
Yes.
A lot of skill players there.
Top two leading wide receivers, not counting Quentin Bailey, with the Wright twins are returning. You got, of course, Davidson. Landon's only going to get better, and as that line of scrimmage gets better, it could be a force up front. Running back for Shattern got absolutely popped at the line of scrimmage. Didn't see who it was.
Some young linemen, the Lineker kid, the Smith kid. You got enough to build on.
It was Davidson who got the two back that he lost. So it'll be third and goal from the 7-yard line.
Yeah, we're free subbing now, so which is good.
Third and
make
goal
sure everybody gets into the homecoming game.
Thinking of this, Bruce, Shattern hasn't punted tonight.
Nope, they haven't needed to. They've totally dominated the game.
So it'll be a handoff to Davidson, who bounced through a couple of tacklers, walks onto the end zone. Lane Davidson, touchdown,
Davidson
Cardinals.
In with the score.
Davidson with a 7-yard carry.
Run, broke a tackle, found that extra effort, and broke free into the end zone. And
that's a second touchdown of the year, second straight game with the touchdown, and now JT Obando will come out to kick. Landon will hold. 50-6. Clock did stop right there because of the touchdown.
Now, let's get this in. We got to get our kicking game.
Step down,
going.
Kick is up, and it is good. 51-6. Cardinals lead the Tigers. 9:08 to go in the fourth quarter. We'll go ahead and take a break first. A message from our fourth quarter sponsor, Best Western Hills. Best Western, West Hills Inn. Tune in to Shattern Cardinal Football here on 610 AM KCSR.
Best Western, West Hills Inn on 10th in Shattern is your oasis away from home, offering comfortable rooms with high-speed internet, a continental breakfast, a pool and hot tub, and, of course, room for your furry little friends. Traveling to the game or on your next road trip, let Best Western West Hills Inn be your home away from home. Book your stay online at bestwestern.com or call 308-432-3305. While you're at it, check out their Best Western Rewards program. Best Western West Hills Inn, proud supporters of our area athletes.
Carolina, 51-6, Shattern Cardinals leading the Mitchell Tigers. 9:08 to go win this one. Chase Thompson, Bruce Parrish here with you. 8:53 local time in Shattern on a homecoming night, a gorgeous night. Temperature right now, still at a nice 69 degree temperature. No Friday the 13th. Well, we did have a Friday the 13th scary with Tobin Landon's pick, but then he turned around. Next play, he was out on the field, threw a dart to Glenn Bailey on the fourth option, went 71 yards to the house.
So, yeah, it's
celebratory right now.
Yeah, they're just down there. Everybody's down there having a great time, enjoying homecoming. And the kickoff team will go down there and get some of their homecoming bangs in. And Mitchell just trying to get out of here without getting hurt.
We're already seeing one player down with what looked like a pretty decent injury.
Headhunting again. Tay with Jenkins down there headhunting.
Sam Bolin on the return.
Sam Bolin with the return. So it'll be Mitchell ball, 8:50 to go.
You got a freshman in making a tackle on that. He made it in on homecoming. Hoffman. He made the Royal Court and made a tackle on the kickoff team. So good night.
That's living the high school dream right there.
What's that?
It's living the high schooler dream right there.
Yep. Oh, now we got he's coming in. He made a tackle on special team. Now he's coming in to play linebacker. So we're playing freshman right now.
It's a really good thing in these games. And if it wasn't for Tobin Landon being the only quarterback, I'd say run the full offense. It's a handoff for Mitchell. Garza still out there.
Yeah, run right at him, and he gets freshman get in on the action.
Loss on the carry.
So we have a lot of 34 out there. He hasn't been out there much. In there, hopping on that tackle. 53's going well. It's
it was a 5-yard carry for Zia Voss.
Yeah, everybody's having a good time right now. You got Jenkins back here. Seeing he's playing the safety position. And they're getting
back up corner. It's a direct snap to Voss, who finds some space off the left side. Cubs up field across the Cardinal 45.
Yeah, that's what you would expect against the
Shadron
Reserves.
17-yard carry. Yeah. It'll be first and 10, Tigers.
But that
clock still rolling, 7:25 to go. Yeah.
The Shadron JV beat the Mitchell JV 30-0, I think. So basically these kids, they're playing against the Mitchell Varsity. Mitchell Varsity trying to take a little pride, shorten up the score. Take something home on the bus on a positive note right here.
And the ball's on the ground. Voss forced to pick it up. He's going to get swallowed for a big loss, 14 yards. No, he was only at the 43, so that will be a 10-yard loss.
There were 8 Cardinals on that tackle. You know why? Because there were only 3 black jerseys standing up after the end of the play.
Wow.
Loss of about... Nice.
So young people eating out there, what they call getting after the ball and eating.
Runs up second and 19.
Nice job by everybody. Everybody's fired up. If you're wearing a black jersey, you're just trying to get out of here. If you're a white jersey.
So what's their defensive motto here? Shatterns running near side as Garza. He throws off one of the Shattern defenders chasing after him and runs out of bounds at the 47 yard line. That's a 5-yard carry for him.
The defensive coaches, you have a different defensive philosophy this year because you got a different defensive coordinator.
I think it's Lutcher. Because
Slingsby used to be the defensive coordinator. Now you're have a different defensive coordinator out there and different defensive segment coaches. So
the totally model for me was 11 to the ball growing up. And if you're familiar with Lions, yes, we had T-shirts for that almost every year. But that was what I heard every single day when I played football. Whether it be from junior tackle through middle school before I was done after my middle school.
And you guys had the drill where everybody had to go touch somebody on the sideline.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
As Voss gets as a bigger part, nice. Garza gets the snap, rolls left side in trouble, cuts back near side, gets tackled, across the 45.
Again.
That's a 3-yard carry.
Young guy's eating. 7, 24, 53, 3.
Garza on the carry. A 4th and 11 for the Tigers, 5:20 to go.
Yeah, this group right here is playing with a lot of pride. You know, they gave up the one big play, and now they got to make one more play and
Mitchell
get off. And they'll have their contribution to the keeping Mitchell Tigers to maybe first game in probably 8 years where they only scored once.
Harold Jimenez checked in with the play call. They are going to go for it. 4th and 11, under 5 minutes to go. Garza in the shotgun wanted. Wide receiver far side, Voss comes in motion from the far side. It's a snap, play action to Voss. Man coming after him, he just chucks it down deep. It's going to be close to the pass interference. Good defense by the and a little bit of unnecessary action.
So Shadron
will get a free 15. That was frustration right there by Mitchell. I understand it. Still unnecessary. Clock will still roll. Shadron will get the ball with a first and 10 from the Mitchell 45. But first, we'll have to go ahead and take our final break of regulation, returning in to Shadron High School football here on 610 AM KCSR.
Stop.
The air is crisp, the excitement is abundant, and FNIC is here to ensure you're fully covered. Whether you're rooting for your favorite Western Nebraska team from the sidelines or conquering the challenges on the field, FNIC is cheering for you. Embrace the season with confidence, knowing that FNIC backs you with trust, integrity, and communication. Visit FNICgroup.com today for more information about worry-free coverage for home, auto, health, business, and agribusiness. And most of all, best wishes to all our local athletes and teams this sports season.
Call Littrell Construction of Shadron for trenching, boring, dozer, backhoe, and more. Littrell Construction Shadron. This is AM 610 KCSR Shadron, Nebraska.
After the turnover on downs, a 15-yard personal foul tacked on after a little bit of unnecessary contact after the play. So it'll be Cardinal football from the Mitchell. Do the math right now. It's at the Cardinal 41, so it'll be the Mitchell 44-yard line. 4:27 to go clock. They did stop the clock while they discussed this penalty.
Yeah, and Coach Cookchild took that opportunity to take his starters out. Now it's basically
backup on backup.
JV game for the next 4:30.
So Shatter didn't do this last week. They didn't take Tobin Landon out, but I do see that he is out of this game.
It's a total JV game now.
So Kaysen Bach is now the quarterback, number 20. He hands it off going to the right side.
That's
yes, we'll get to call a little JV.
Chase Hoffman and Kaysen Bach, Hoffman freshman to carry. Freshman right there.
So who is the running back, by the way, again?
Chase Hoffman, who is
at the end of the first quarter. Ball is sputtered on the 33-yard line.
Kaysen Bach is the freshman quarterback.
He got 3 yards on the ball.
Great athlete. You probably get Haven catches line. With the carry
Andrew
here.
Sager,
you're pretty quick.
Winner.
Carson Long was walking downfield for quite a bit. Trey Owsley as well.
Carson Long and Owsley, they're foundation players for the future. Really great kids. Work hard. So. Coach Sandstrom and the coaching staff doing a great job getting everybody in, and there's some good athletes out there right now. They just don't get a chance. That's Haven catches right there.
Snap to Bach. He hands it off to catches, who gets
Hoffman
2 yards.
The
they called Hoffman.
Oh, that was Hoffman again.
Stop by Colley.
See if we get catches a carry here. Hoffman and
be third and four. They haven't played true JV yet this season, Shatter, but I think this is a smart move, given that you're starting to see some frustration boil over from Mitchell's side. That last play kind of told you, like, it's time.
Yeah, those starters over there, those kids, Mitchell kids, are not real happy right now.
You've just been physically dominated from the time the ball went up in the air, and you blow Shattering out the past 2 years, and this time you get it taken to you tonight.
Yep, you got taken to the woodshed.
Bach brings a man in motion. They're going to call a false start. Well, it's not really a false start, more of a legal procedure penalty against Shattering. They'll march him back 5 yards, make it 3rd and 9.
Yeah, Chase Hoffman was going to run that reverse. He's basically doing Quinn Bailey stuff now. So bright futures for a lot of those kids out there, and Chase is one of them. Kaysen Bach's another one. The catches kid. On the line, you got Smith kid. Nice freshman class. You build around that group. You got your sophomores coming in. Which you've already mentioned, Owsley and Long. Carson's really good. You got Carnahan in there. Next year's group, and everybody's going to underestimate them next year, and they might surprise some people.
And it's a handoff up the middle, and getting surrounded is the Shadron running back, number 24. That
Hoffman.
Is Hoffman once again. He got another two.
Hoffman on the carry.
You got Shadron. About 4 plays left in the game, so.
Yeah, you can run this clock down. There'll be about 65 seconds left. Shadron goes to 3-0. They'll have Gothenburg coming to town next week. We'll check on Gothenburg's score here once we get to postgame. By the way, the Colorado Rockies just finished up against Chicago Cubs 9-5. Layton looks like they're going to win against Crawford next week. Shattern versus Gothenburg, Hay Springs, Potter Dix, Hot Springs, Lakota Tech, all on Shattern at Sports. Shattern's going to go for it. They get a legal procedure call against them, so that'll reset the play clock to 25 after the five is marched off. And we'll have about 40 seconds to go in the game. No. See. Kind of keeping an eye on both. Down to 50. So we'll have about 20 seconds to go in this game. Yeah, 20 seconds to go in this game when we snap the ball. So the game's effectively over after the snap of the ball.
Yep. That's and you couldn't have scripted a better game for the Shattern Cardinals. They came in well-prepared.
So we got to do this real quick, Bruce. Service Barbershop Player of the Game, Donnie Dotson at Service Barber is a longtime supporter of our area athletes. Who are you going to give it to tonight?
Well, that's a, you know, individual would be Quinn Bailey, but I'd give it to the senior offensive line. I'd give it to the offensive line and defensive line as a group, because that has been the question mark the last 3 years, and they were tired of hearing about it. Because they played in those games, and they went. And
oh, we got the student section erupting, and I know why. It's Isaac Harvey coming into the game, a freshman.
62.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the clock ran out.
Oh.
So he's not going to officially get in the game, but he got a moment of being serenaded by the student section. But final score 51-6. The Shattern Cardinals take down the Mitchell Tigers, 3-0 Shattern. Wow. But, yeah, my Service Barbershop Player of the Game, I'd have to say, yeah, give credit to the offensive and defensive line. Give credit to Tobin Landon. Yeah, I'm going to give it to Tobin Landon for the second time this year, because the first play after he threw a bad pass, he turned around and on the fourth option hit Quinn Bailey, who did the work himself and got 71 yards to the house for a tutty.
And if you want to draw up a perfect pass play,
that was
the first touchdown was the perfect pass play.
Yeah, perfect route tree was the second one.
Dropped it in over a defender on the wheel route. So I don't argue with that, but I'm real proud of those senior linemen for having to live with getting their butt kicked by Mitchell for 3 years in a row, and coming out tonight and just totally turned the page on
him. Hey, Bruce, so in high school, my team, Alliance, never won on homecoming. Kyle Sanders is walking out. Could probably agree with us that we stunk on homecoming. But the Shattern Cardinals in this last homecoming game for a bunch of these seniors are going to get it done 51-6. My goodness. Coming up on the Fit 7 postgame show, Bruce and I will talk about this game, talk about some scores across the area here after this timeout. We'll take a break, come back for postgame. You're tuning in to Shattern High School Football on 610 AM KCSR.
Whether it's before the game or after, there's only one place to tailgate or celebrate the win, and that's at Wild's Bar and Grill in downtown Shattern. Cheer on the Cardinals, the Eagles, or the Huskers while downing some delicious eats, a great appetizer, or an ice-cold drink. It's the perfect atmosphere to catch any game, any time of the year. Wild's Bar and Grill in downtown Shattern, a place for great food and great fun, and the best sports fans in Northwest Nebraska. Wild's Bar and Grill, proud supporters of all the Shattern High student-athletes.
As we head into the harvest season, we at Legacy Co-op would like to remind you that we have more locations to serve you in the northern panhandle of Nebraska and southern South Dakota. We have locations in Shattern, Hay Springs, Clinton, Gordon, West Alliance, and New Alliance in Nebraska, and Batesland and Sweat in South Dakota. We are ready to take your harvested crops as quickly as possible to get you back into the field. At Legacy Co-op, we want to thank you for your patronage. Legacy Co-op, growing the future.
My name is Alpine Hickstein, and I'm the newest member of the Wahlstrom Ford team. We currently have a handful of Super Duties in stock, and guess what? They have $2,000 retail customer cash back until the end of September. Come out to Wahlstrom Ford, the value store, to see our lineup and meet me, Alpine Hickstein.
Hear the value store at Wahlstrom Ford.
Under the lights on a fall Friday night or in the pew at church on Sunday morning, we are where you are. We are the Shattern Federal Credit Union. We pride ourselves on being members of the communities we serve. From right here in Dawes County to Sheridan and Sioux counties, we offer financial tools that cater to any lifestyle or members of any age. Shadron Federal Credit Union. Find us at 126 East 3rd in Shadron or online at shadronfcu.org. Discover a place that greets you like home and where members mean more than money.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them. Braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
Do you feel it? Those cool nights and earlier sunsets. It's dark in the morning when you get up. Fall is in the air, but there's still time to get ready for that long, cold winter that's just around the corner. And Arrow Building Center is ready to help. Arrow has lots of lumber and 2x4s, plywoods, and everything in between. There's insulation and all the other supplies you might need to help keep old man winter outside. So while it's still summer, take advantage of those waning summer days to get ready for the inevitable that's called winter. Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20, Shadron.
This is the Fit 7 postgame show. Fit 7, no excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week.
Welcome back to Cardinal Field, 51-6. Shadron Cardinals taking down the Mitchell Tigers. Chase Thompson, Bruce Parrish here with you on the Fit 7 postgame show. Fit 7, no excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week. Wow. That was impressive, what they did tonight at the Cardinals.
You know, that was impressive. You know, when you look at, when you come into the season and everything, you'd say, wow, the Cardinals have done a great job 3-0. But the way they've done it is the impressive part. They've shown everything that they can do.
Yeah, Quinn Bailey putting on a show again. Tobin Landon putting on another show. Just the recovery of this team after turning over the ball. They only ended up with one turnover on the night, and they turned around on the next offensive play, threw a 71-yard touchdown pass from Landon to Bailey, part of the five touchdowns for Quinn Bailey on the night, three of them on the ground, two of them through the air, both from Tobin Landon.
Yeah, and
good passes as well, good plays from quarterback.
Tobin has no fear.
Yeah,
Tobin has a short memory. Tobin has all the faith in his ability that a kid could have. And he's not cocky. He just knows he can get the job done.
So I watched a few of their practices preseason. And I'm going to be honest. I was kind of a doubter in Tobin Landon. He was shaky with his throws. His decision-making against his teammates was not the best. But I've been proven wrong completely. I really have been.
Well,
and while I say that, just know that I've watched a lot of high-level football over the past few years. Called a Class B team last year that made it. They got beat in the first round by Scotts Bluff, but still went 6-3 in the regular season. Watched some really talented players down east. And yeah, I think my standing as a broadcaster, I've proven that I know what I'm watching. And Tobin Landon's flat out proven me wrong.
Well, he's an under-the-lights guy.
Yeah, I can tell.
You turn on the lights and turn on the scoreboard, he's at his best.
He's a gamer.
And it doesn't matter what the sport is. As soon as you start keeping score, he's at his best.
You want to know his passing totals were for tonight?
A long time.
You want to know his passing totals were for tonight?
Let's go through them because they'll be impressive.
So this is unofficial, and I'm going to wait till tomorrow to write my story so I can tell everybody, give a better estimate of what it is. But I know what Tobin Landon's are, and I'm 100% confident in this. He went 2-for-4, one interception, two touchdowns, 19-71. So do the math real quick. 19-71 is 90.
90. 45-yard average.
With two touchdowns.
With two touchdowns.
rushing the ball, Shadron had 303 yards. Quinn Bailey responsible for 264 of that on 25 carries. So just over 10 yards per carry tonight, which is incredible himself. Lane Davidson ran the ball in the third quarter, finished with 27 yards on 5 carries, another 5 yard per carry night. Jace Hoffman came in late, had 12 yards on 4 carries, so 3 yards per carry for Jace Hoffman. Shatter only had one turnover. They won the turnover battle 2-1 over the Mitchell Tigers. 51-6 your final score here from Cardinal Field. We'll go ahead and take a break, come back, and wrap this one up. You're tuning in to Shadron Cardinal Football here on 610 AM KCSR.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Chatterton, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're gonna need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
Every bank has any number of good service offerings, but it's the staff at Security First Bank that really puts them on a cutting edge above the rest. Whether it's searching for a loan or making a deposit, the staff at Security First knows you and are equally invested in your financial stability. Over the years, Security First has proven itself to be a true community bank with locations all along Highway 20. Security First strives to improve the lives of the families and businesses they serve with good, solid banking services. Online at securityfirstbank.com.
Back here from Cardinal Field one last time. The Chatham Cardinals taking down the Mitchell Tigers 51-6. Chatham 3-0 on the season. They got Gothenburg, who did end up falling to Hastings Adams Central 10-7 here in town. Next week we'll have 5:30 pregame, 6 o'clock kick live here from Cardinal Field. The end of a two-game home stretch for the Chatham Cardinals. Bruce, first time you've watched them from up here. What in the world are they doing right now?
Well, they're feeding off a lot of positive energy and a lot.
I'm just talking about what they're doing on the field, because it looks like they're set up to lining up a play out of the Wildcat. Oh, it's a picture time.
Yeah, it's photographs with the Cardinal. That's the that's what we're doing. It's but you ask me what we're doing. Well, we're winning because of those guys posing for their pictures and having a good time. Because
as they should.
Great senior leadership. They've done their work in the weight room. They love each other, and you stick in some pretty good sophomores, and now you got a good mix of old, young, and good coaching, and you're 3-0. You have a chance to really start building on something big, and it'll start next Friday night.
Mitchell, next week is got another tough one. They go down to Sydney, and Sydney's 3-0. Yeah,
that's a tough schedule, and then their district schedule is brutal too. So, hopefully Mitchell came out of this game healthy. Get things back together. Cookshausen is a good coach. He'll figure some things out, and but it'll be a good barometer scoreboard watch next Friday night after the Gothenburg game.
Well, now it's time to see how things mesh up in terms of other teams doing things, because they do calculate points at the end of the season. Again, Chatham versus Gothenburg here on 610 AM KCSR, 5:30 pregame, 6 o'clock kick next Friday. Tomorrow we got Husker football in Nebraska versus Northern Iowa, 5:45 pregame. Husker countdown pregame with kickoff following at 5:30. Sunday, Denver Broncos and the Pittsburgh Steelers here on 610 AM KCSR. Bruce, before we call it a night, I've had a really good week this week. A couple of babies have entered my world in terms of family and close friends. I'm back.
Nothing better than babies.
Last Saturday, before the Nebraska-Colorado game, my older cousin Trevor, you probably remember him,
Trevor
Thompson, he became a dad for the first time back on Saturday to a baby boy, healthy baby boy. Him and his wife, Lauren, are doing great. And then back on Wednesday at about 4:30, so the baby was born about 8:30 in the morning, one of my closest friends and someone who I'm very happy I get to see more after I've moved out here, Ryan Romick and his girlfriend Maddie Franklin had their baby boy 9 days early, Bruce. Still healthy, 7 pounds. Feisty already, like a Romick. Yeah. Always has been. I'm not surprised he's early just because it's a Romick, of course. But congratulations to my cousin Trevor, his wife Lauren, and my great friend Ryan Romick and his girlfriend Maddie Franklin on having babies this week. It's been an incredible week for me. Just a joyful weekend capped off by a shattering 51-6 win. Final thoughts, Bruce.
And how about that Kenny and Michael Thompson, my Thompson bros.
Yeah.
So I like the Thompsons. But this, it's just a great night to be a Cardinal right here. You know, Shatter's a great place, and the Friday nights, there's no place better to be. And congratulations to the coaches and the players. They deserve a great homecoming. They've had a great homecoming week. What a great bunch of kids. And if you want to watch a good football game, better get out here next Friday night.
I haven't looked into Gothenburg too much, but I'm suspecting that they're a pretty good team going up against an Adams Central team that was that struggled the first 2 weeks out of the gate and turned around and beat them.
It's still Adams Central. And you Adams Central will always play with a lot of pride. They do a lot of recruiting out of that Hastings area themselves. I never feel sorry for Hastings, Adams Central.
For Bruce Parrish, I'm Chase Thompson, hanging out here in the Platte Valley Bank broadcasting booth. Brad Moore hanging out in the KCSR Platte Valley Bank studios tonight, saying so long from Cardinal Field. The Cardinals winning this one 51-6. You're tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Football here on 610 AM KCSR.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook. Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 35 and 20 in Chadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583. So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen, and now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Chadron, unless you like being stranded.
Shadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Shadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Shadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Shadron Avenue in Shadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds. They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too. If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672. When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Chadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Chadron or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements. Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Chadron shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. It doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon, they have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4484. Hauser's Grab and Go, located in Crawford on Highway 20, is a convenient stop for both locals and travelers alike. Their quick service and fresh offerings make it an ideal place to grab a quick bite on the go. Jason's staff is always nice, friendly, and they'll make your pit stop for gas a pleasant experience. Hauser's Grab and Go not only has a large selection of snacks and drinks, they also offer top shelf liquor to choose from and a great beer selection. Hauser's Grab and Go has something for everyone.
FNBO is the great big small bank. And for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank. FNBO, independent and family owned for six generations. And ever so focused on you. Stop on by. Or visit us at fnbo.com, member FDIC.
Call Littrell Construction of Chadron for trenching, boring, dozer, backhoe, and more. Littrell Construction Chadron. This is AM 610 KCSR Chadron, Nebraska.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Shadrack Communication Sports. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of the broadcast or use of this broadcast without written permission of Shadrack Communications is prohibited. For archived audio of this broadcast, please visit shadrack.com.
Stereo AM 610
KCSR
Country Classic Weekend.
Missing you, can't help but wish that you were in my arms tonight, making love to me. Kissing you, that's all I want to do. It never seems just right now that we're apart. I always spend my time just writing lines to you. Can't wait for you to write, saying you love me too. Missing you, can't help but wish that you were in my arms tonight, making love. And you can't help but wish in my arms tonight, making love to me.
A bed to lay on in a room upstairs. What's her name? He'll never see her again. Close the door, who knows, who cares? And they call it making love. In a house called home and a double bed. They've grown so far apart, they just fumble in the dark. Not one single word is said. And they call.